Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
numbers will likely be down.
DIA's Jeff Green says Denver's airport, that is, does better than most others because of its mix of business. Directed to a site selling tickets 4 to 5 times the face value. In sports, Nuggets beat the Thunder last night 114-113 in Oklahoma City, and the Avs are at Pepsi Center tonight to take on Dallas. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where there's big-time delays on the westbound side of 76, right around 74th, that due to an accident. We're also seeing slowdowns in those usual spots like southbound 2 1/4 after Parker Road up to I-25. That drive's going to take you about 15, 20 minutes right now. Speeds will dip into the teens in spots through that stretch. Southbound I-25 still crowded as you're coming in from Thornton and Northland. You'll have that happen just after 120th up to 84th. Speeds will pick up just a little bit, then you'll tap your brakes again. Southbound I-25, right around I-70, taking you downtown. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Next Care Urgent Care is excited to announce the opening of a new location in Broomfield at 4590 West 121st Avenue, which is open.
Welcome to Star No More Bucks. May I help you?
Yeah, I'll take a half-cash soy layoff.
Not funny.
Mocha, I'm broke-a espresso?
Not laughing.
How about a recession grande?
How about you leave?
Pink slip pacino with...
Get out!
I'm guessing you'll have 20 of free time on your hand.
Star, no more bucks. Look for a store closing near you. This is you surfing the web. This is you paying absolutely no attention. This is you blowing the red light and creating a four-car pileup. On your iPhone.
You've seen the photo of him taking a giant bong hit. Now Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps just got a huge endorsement deal. Look for him on the box of Wheaties.
So hungry.
It's an all-new cereal from Jamaica. Made from all-natural herbs and spices. It's a great way to start your day. So wake and bake with the Breakfast of Champions. Wheaties.
They're great. Ow.
Drinks for 4 years and graduated in with a poli-sci degree.
Okay, so you get a poli-sci degree, but how does a poli-sci degree lead to photography?
Well, yeah, it doesn't. I mean, poli-sci is one of those great things that lets you, it prepares you for nothing but lets you do everything. And I studied French, poli-sci, a little bit of history, and all the while, I kind of knew I was going to be a photographer. I started taking pictures in high school for the high school yearbook and selling pictures to the Salt Lake Tribune, Friday night basketball games for $5 a piece when I was still in high school. And I knew I wanted to be a photographer, but poli-sci was just a way of getting through 4 years and making my parents happy.
So, in other words, you knew, though, at the end of the line, you knew that this is what you were going to...
Yeah, and actually, you know, I think anything that prepares you to be a slightly more thoughtful or inquisitive person, that's as good a training. I counsel people who tell me they want to be photographers that you shouldn't really get a major in photojournalism. I mean, that's something you can pick up, you can learn the photographic side of it, but what is more interesting is to study languages and sociology and history and what's going on in the world so that it makes you, as a photographer, a more interesting person.
Boy, that's you know what? That in itself is interesting because you're not the first person I've heard say this, that academia is fine and that it's nice to be able to say, well, I graduated with this or I graduated with that, but when it comes to the arts, the only thing that really matters is your awareness of the world and the fact that you should be inquisitive and not scared to act out of the box. Would you agree with that?
That's absolutely right. Just to feel like you are, you know, anything that helps you become more empowered to be comfortable in doing things that might, other people might find uncomfortable, that's really where you want to go. And that's the direction that I think, while I was never really, I never really thought of myself as out of the box that much, although perhaps, I am in ways that even I don't see it.
Well, look, you did this whole book on Bob Marley, Soul Rebel, which leads me to, and it says, the title of the book is true, An Intimate Portrait of Bob Marley. I mean, the text and most certainly the photos mm-hmm. are just absolutely amazing. Now, why? Why this book?
Well, it's interesting. I've been a photographer for 42 years, and I've covered a million different events in 85 countries, I think I've worked. But I've never done a book. I've worked in the magazine world. I worked a lot for Time magazine, the old Life magazine, currently with People magazine. But books were something that I had. Usually I'd get a few pictures in a compilation book here or there, but I never did my own book. And this all kind of got pushed on me a couple of years ago when I went to visit my daughter, who, amazingly enough, tomorrow is her birthday. She shares a birthday with Bob Marley.
Oh, wow.
And I went to visit her at college. She'll be 23 tomorrow. So a couple of years ago, she's a sophomore at school, and I go to visit her up at Emerson in Boston, where she's studying to be an actress. And when we get to the dorm, she says, Dad, you got to come see this thing. So she grabs my hand. We go running down the hallway to one of her friend's rooms. And in the room is a big poster with Bob Marley sitting or standing in the yard at Tuff Gong, his place in Kingston, leaning on his guitar. And she said, Dad, I know that's your picture. She had worked the previous summer at my photo agency, Contact, in New York, and knew part of what she did that summer was to sort all my reggae pictures. So she knew the pictures, and as soon as she saw it, she said, I know, that's my dad's picture. And her friend was like, oh, my God, I can't believe that your dad actually took that picture. And what really struck me was that I was looking at pictures that I knew really well, but these kids now, born 4, 5, 6 years after Bob Marley died, look at him with the same kind of feelings of warmth and admiration, and for whom his music really resonates in a way that was just a total surprise to me. So at that point, I thought, boy, I really need to get my pictures together and do something with them, because clearly it's, you know, the Bob Marley phenomena is something that goes way across generations.
Yeah, it does. 7:13, 13 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. David Burnett is on with us. Soul Rebel, An Intimate Portrait of Bob Marley, a coffee table size book. And would make a great Valentine's Day present for your girlfriend, boyfriend, or your husband, or wife, or whatever the case, and anybody who's into Bob Marley. What kind of guy was Bob Marley? I mean, you spent a lot of time with him. What kind of guy was he?
Well, I'll tell you, he was a pretty cool guy, and I say this as somebody who, very often in my line of work, you'll get a phone call from an editor who says, you know, it isn't quite like the 1940s movies where they've got the little visor and the pencil in their ear or something. But there was a bit of that in which they'd call up and say, you know, there's this new phenomenon called reggae music, and we don't really know much about it, but we want you and a reporter to go to Kingston and spend a week and kind of bring us back a report. So I'm lucky enough in my life that I've had quite a few of those phone calls. So I took off with a Dave DeVos, who was a Time magazine reporter. And we went first to Ocho Rios and then to Kingston and spent 7 or 8 days with a bunch of different reggae musicians. And it's funny because in that milieu, once we got there, all the arrows kept pointing to Bob Marley. It's sooner or later in almost every conversation, somebody would end up saying, so, well, you know, you really should talk to Marley, or you should see what Marley says, or, you know, check out his music. And in 1976, reggae was just becoming discovered in this country. I mean, now, you know, we just accept that it's always been there. But in 76, it was something that most people had never heard of in this country. And so we were kind of on this voyage of discovery. And, you know, we went to his house, quite in an amazing contrast to what you would have today. There were no publicists. There may have been one person from Island Records, which was his record company, just to make sure that we got to the right house, you know, driving around Kingston all morning.
Right.
Does Bob Barley live here? No, but we got there, and we spent, you know, several hours just sitting, and as the Rastas say, we were just reasoning, you know, just talking about politics, about his whole concept of justice and truth, and the fact that he'd had this very kind of rough upbringing, and, you know, parts of Jamaica can be very tough. I mean, we see it in many ways as this sort of idyllic island paradise, but it's a tough place, but from which comes these amazing artists. I mean, it's, you know, Bob is just one of many, but his ability to kind of take all that and turn it into music was really one of those great artistic leaps. You know, from this tough, difficult situation comes this beautiful resonant music. And, you know, we just kind of sat and talked for hours with him, and it was great. He was very welcoming. We just sat around the house, very, you know, not very fancy. We're just kind of sitting on the floor in the living room. And, you know, it's funny because physically he wasn't a giant of a man, but you could tell that this was someone about whom you could say he knew wisdom. You know, I mean, Bob and I were about a year apart. He was a year older than me. And, you know, I was 30. I think he was 31. And I'm thinking, man, this guy is really on to something.
Yeah, he's got it. All right, hang on, because we want to pick this up on the other side.
Okay.
And you're one of these guys that, boy, I could, you know, sit for an hour and talk to you. Okay, hang on just a second. The book is Soul Rebel, An Intimate Portrait of Bob Marley. David Burnett is the author. And then there's text in there, too. And this is a great book. For Valentine's Day, or just to make somebody's life, make somebody smile. It's real. The pictures are just amazing. And you can see more at davidburnett.com. 7:18, 18 minutes after 7, John Turk with traffic.
Jay, the exodus of traffic not moving along so well this morning. Got a crash westbound 76 near 74th Avenue. Looking at the stop-and-go conditions, kicking in around 96th Avenue. Also got crashes on the surface streets, one at 38th and Josephine, another eastbound Colfax west of 225. The rest of the drive looking pretty good for us so far. The only place where I'm seeing speeds dipping down in the 20s and maybe teens is southbound 225 from Parker Road onto the tech center at I-25. Also a lot of volume on eastbound 270 around Commerce City, and southbound 25 full coming in from North Glen, 120th to 84th again from 58th past Spear. Your forecast, sunny and wind.
This is Mark Spee, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, Rent-A-Center has quality brand name merchandise, Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. And we back it all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit Rent-A-Center or rentacenter.com or call 1-800-205-2005 right now and start enjoying quality products without credit today.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Anytime you do anything online, shopping, banking, email, you're vulnerable to the nightmare of identity thieves stealing your money.
I got an email that looked exactly like it came from my cell phone company. Next day, my bank notified me of suspicious credit card withdrawals. I spent the next 2 months cleaning up one mess after another. What a nightmare.
Don't become a victim. Protect yourself with Identity Guard Total Protection, now with ID Vault. This powerful technology scans the internet and thousands of data sources every day, and with ID Vault, lets you make your passwords, screen names, and credit card numbers virtually impossible to steal when you're online. Identity Guard Total Protection with ID Vault. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Call 877-600-2669. Sign up now and get Identity Guard Total Protection with ID Vault free for 30 days. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 today. That's 877-600-2669 or visit identityguard.com.
Why should you use Platte River Kitchens to redo your kitchen? One, they take you from concept to completion, handling every detail. Two, they use green technology that doesn't cost you more. Three, they're a part of my exclusive referral list at referralist.com. You can meet them at Colorado Garden and Home Show starting February 7th, booth 2343. You'll thank me for my recommendation. Platte River Kitchens, 303-300-9087, or at the Garden and Home Show booth 2343.
Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleanings, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
It has financing options too. 2630 South Broadway, just north of Yale, or call 303-761-8841.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Play out some music. 7:21, 21 minutes after 7. Sunny, high today, 67. David Burnett on the line. Soul Rebel, an intimate portrait of Bob Marley. What a great photographic book. You know what else I have to ask you, David, just to make myself feel bad? You worked for the Gamma Agency. Isn't that French?
It is, yes.
Do you speak French?
Mais oui.
Yeah,
well, actually, you know, I studied French in high school for 3 years. And a year in college, and I was pretty functionally unable to even order a cup of coffee. But I then spent 6 weeks in West Africa and a couple of months in France, and at the end of that, I was speaking French.
Yeah, all my favorite authors are French, but I don't speak it.
But it's hard to read. I must say, you know, when they really get into that sort of Gallic writing, though, that's pretty. You need to read it with a dictionary, a big thick dictionary next to you.
Yeah, I like all the stuff that comes out of Lee Edition's De Menu Oui, so you're right. I need to do something about it. All right, back
but
to
I would. Here's what I would advise. Go to France, get a house for 6 months, and then call in.
Do my show.
Your French will get real good real fast.
Do my show from there, right?
Really? Why not?
That's what I ought to do. All right, so you're talking about Bob Marley. So you're sitting on the floor of his house.
Right.
And you're talking to him back and forth. What was his political feelings?
You know, it's funny because I think like many Jamaicans, having grown up in this kind of post-colonial time, he was pretty suspect of what politicians would promise. You know, there's a great history of promises and the promises not being fulfilled. Like, gee, I can't imagine that happening. But, I mean... And in many ways, you know, he was trying to get beyond the politics of it all. I mean, he was trying to get, you know, his view was that if you're kind of able to get, you know, we know that the politicians are never really going to give it to us straight, so we kind of have to do it ourselves. And there was a suspicious nature about what politicians might be trying to do just in order to, you know, feather their own beds or to keep themselves in power. And I think it was just a refreshing and very realistic view of the way things were.
What kind of music did he listen to when he wasn't listening to his own music?
Well, that's a good question. That one, I don't know. That's probably a really good question that we should have asked in the interview. I don't know. That's a good one, though.
Well, I mean, you were at his house. Did he have
it's not like we didn't get to rifle through his LP selection, unfortunately. But I don't know. That's a great question, though. I mean, I next time I'm going to file that one away if you don't mind. That's a good.
No, it's okay. Did you see him shortly before he died?
No, I had the last time I saw him was in '77. We had. Originally I'd gone for Time Magazine on the Kingston trip, but a year later I was actually already living that summer in Paris, and I got a call from Rolling Stone, and they wanted me to join up with the Exodus tour, and I ended up spending, I think it was about 3 days on the road with the band, Paris, and then up into Belgium and Holland. And that was the last time I saw him. Now, interestingly enough, in some of the pictures we have that I took then of him playing soccer, they go in for a sound check in the afternoon in some big place, and while they're waiting for the techies to get all the speakers up and everything wired, the band would just whip out a soccer ball and start a little makeshift game. And at that point, Bob had already injured his foot, and his foot was all bandaged up. And I think that's really, in the end, what later was his demise, was he had that infection in his foot, and that it is eventually what took him away, and very sadly, and very, you know, far, far too young. I mean, he was in his mid-30s, and that, to me, as I look back on it now, and I think, you know, the fact that I'm pretty much the same age as Bob, that I can't, you know, I can't really believe that that someone so young and so full of energy and so full of wisdom was taken that early, you know. But I guess that's you know, it's what they say about the you know, the righteous are the ones who we don't get to have as long as we'd like them.
Yeah, absolutely. Boy, you've traveled all over the world too. I mean, Vietnam. I mean, all over the place. And you've got some incredible pictures. Like, I saw the picture you took of Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. What an incredible shot that was.
Well, thanks. That was on a flight from, I think, from New York to St. Louis when we had that amazing rally of about 100,000 people in front of the Gateway Arch. This was just about 10 days before the election. And it's really interesting because I'd been covering Obama for about a year and a half, and on that particular flight, on that particular trip, I set my camera up. I've been using, for the last couple of years, I've been using, in addition to all, I've got all the modern Canon digital cameras, but I also carry around a 1940s Speed Graphic, which is one of those old press cameras.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes 4x5 film, and it takes you, you know, a minute, a whole minute to, like, set it up, to focus, to cock the shutter and the whole thing. And I find that the pictures I get with that camera are just a little different than what I get with the digital camera. So this particular shot, which is on my homepage, davidburnett.com, that picture was made with a Speed Graphic. And when I looked at that photograph, it was the first time in looking at it that I really felt, this guy looks presidential. And, you know,
yeah,
there's some point at which you kind of pass into that realm where you could be president, you know. And I think for myself, that was really the first time where I thought it just might happen.
Is that how you get those black and whites that seem to be have a magical quality to them, as you use old cameras like that?
Well, I tell you, there is something about old film. There's this Kodak Tri-X film, which I have been in love with for 40 years, and it is just a great film. It's pretty much unchanged from the 1960s. Almost every great black and white modern picture you've ever seen was taken with this film, and there's just something in the reliability and the beauty and the grain structure and the tonality and everything. I mean, there is something to black and white that is really hard to believe. And actually, there's a gallery, we have at a gallery in Washington, D.C. called the Govinda Gallery, G-O-V-I-N-D-A. And on their website, govindagallery.com, we've just put up a set of pictures from the Soul Rebel book. I think there's about 24 images. And you can see, there just is something that is so wonderful about black and white. I think color has its place. Color can be a very expressive way of relating a scene. But there's something about black and white that kind of strips away all the non-essential bits to a photograph. And there's something really both charming and magnetic about black and white that I love. And if you look at the majority of the Marley pictures were in black and white. I obviously shot some color, but to me, it was the black and white pictures are really the strongest.
Yeah, they always are. I mean, I've been looking at the photos of this guy, Chris Marker, and
he's great. Yeah.
Oh, isn't he? Isn't he great? And it's just, I mean, his stuff is incredible. And you look at it and you say, like, oh my God, how did he do this? How do you get that? You know, kind of like you catch people in motion and the pictures don't come out blurry.
Well, you know, the camera can do this amazing thing, which, you know, we think we see things, but we actually see in a continuum. But a camera, can you set it at a 500th or a 1,000th of a second or something, and it will stop time in a way that you just can't see with video or film. And, I mean, I have on my website, there's a number of sports images that I've done over the years of both Olympic Games and Olympic training and this kind of thing. And there are these moments that you just can't imagine you're seeing in such absolute stop time. I mean, it's one of the joys of photography. It's like you look at a diver or a gymnast. I mean, you watch an Olympic gymnast, the way they'll run across the mat and they'll do like 16 moves in 2 seconds. They'll get up, a twist, a flip, come down, and you're thinking, God, I'm not even sure what I saw there. I don't know how they judge these things, frankly, because it happens so quickly that to see any kind of little issues about it not working perfectly, you know, it wasn't a perfect 10. But when you see it with a still photograph, you're actually seeing what it was like at that absolute split second. And there's just something kind of charming and endearing to a photograph when it can stop time like that.
Well, you got two things going for me. One, Soul Rebel, this intimate portrait of Bob Marley, is a wonderful, wonderful book. And two, you know who Chris Marker is. And we're probably the only two people who are hip to this guy.
It's, you know, it's the Colorado-Virginia axis, you know.
Yeah, you know, and I actually brought him sent him an email, and he actually answered me back.
Now, see, that's great.
Which is, you know, he's a recluse, and and are you familiar with his cat, this little cat that he has? So he draws this little cat cartoon with a thought bubble on top of it, and it says, "Hi, Jay."
That's great. I mean, it doesn't get any more personal than that, does it?
No. I mean, it's just marvelous. All right, people can see more of your work at davidburnett.com, and this Soul Rebel book is it's really a great book. I mean, it comes out tomorrow, so put this one on your shopping list. David, thank you so much for your time. Really, thank you. It's just been great.
Well, thank you so much. Tomorrow would have been Bob's 64th birthday, and we're happy that kind of coincides. And it's my daughter's birthday as well, as a matter of fact. And I appreciate you taking the time here. There is something, I think we can all learn something from Bob Marley if we just pay attention.
Yeah, well, not only that, I think we can learn something from your photography, too. A different way to look at the world.
Well, thanks so much. I sure appreciate it.
Yeah, hang on a second. My producer wants to talk to you. And,
okay.
And thanks for being on.
Great. Well, thank you. I love Colorado. I'm just sorry I can't get out there more often.
Well, next time you're here, you got to come by the station, and we'll spend a full hour on the air talking.
Absolutely. I'd love to do it.
All right. There's David Burnett, and the book is Soul Rebel, An Intimate Portrait of Bob Marley. The book is fantastic. And also, go to his website, davidburnett.com. Because the photographs are just, and you got to see this picture of Obama too. I mean, it's just really amazing. I mean, it's just great stuff. And you got to love guys like David Burnett, who turn this stuff out. And I think a lot of people don't think of art, a lot of times as being any kind. They don't think of photography, as being art, and it really is art. And the pictures he gets, particularly the black and white ones, and the close-ups of Marley, are just absolutely gorgeous. They really are. All right, 7:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk with traffic.
Jay, traffic is still really slamming on westbound 76 as you're approaching Henderson there. Got a crash near 74th Avenue. Big delays going back to 96th. Also, got a crash eastbound Colfax west of 225. That one's been there for almost an hour now. That one's tough to clean up. The rest of the drive looking pretty good. Speeds in the 30s and 40s on the major highway systems around downtown, but really no accidents there to get in your way. One spot that's kind of sluggish, westbound 36 now from Sheridan out to Church Ranch. Also looking at the jams coming down southbound 25 from 120th to 84th. Going to break loose for a couple miles and then more jams from 58th past Spear Boulevard. Your forecast, mostly sunny and windy, but warm again with a high near 70. Current downtown temperature, 45 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
XCare Urgent Care is excited to announce the opening of a new location in Broomfield at 4590 West 121st Avenue, which is open.
You've waited long enough. Do that new kitchen with Denver's premier kitchen remodeler, Platte River Kitchens. From concept to plans to a beautiful completed kitchen, saving you money, time, and hassle. A firm believer in green technology that doesn't cost you more. Visit them at Colorado Garden and Home Show February 7th to the 15th, booth 2343. Stop by for a free gift. Platte River Kitchens, booth 2343. 303-300-9087. 300-9087.
Wintertime is the perfect time for your indoor projects. The Lumber Guy has the best deals on lumber, windows, doors, retaining wall blocks, pavers, and so much more. At the Lumber Guy, you'll find more savings than any other retail or surplus store. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington and turn right at 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823. That's 303-979-8823. Or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Learn to play the piano in just 8 weeks with the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method at Pianos and Pianos. Limited spaces are currently available for this 8-week course at half the price of regular private lessons. This proven method guarantees that you'll be playing exciting song styles like classical, movie themes, rock, new age, blues, jazz, and much more. Call Pianos and Pianos at 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
This is Barry at Auto Wash. Call me Wacky, because we're doing Wacky Wednesdays. Exterior washes with free vacuums for just $3 at our Riverboat and Arapahoe stores, and $3 off full-service washes at our South Havana store. Holiday weeks are excluded. The Arapahoe Road store is 1/2 mile west of I-25, north on Syracuse. The Riverboat on Hamden is just east of I-25 at Poplar, and the Havana store is at Isla from South Havana. Folks, love your car with washing and detailing. It's quick and easy, clean and shiny, every time at Auto Wash.
In the hours. So let me give them this time. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Get out there and see Spanky Herrera or any of my friends out at Rocky's Autos, because they'll definitely, definitely do the best job they can to make you happy. That's why they're Colorado's number one volume dealer, and you can see them at the incredible place of 63rd and Federal.
The quote on our kitchen cabinets was so high, I said, no, no way.
Until our neighbors shared their secret. They said Designer Surplus had what we wanted for less.
Way less.
The secret is out. Designer Surplus sells high-quality hardwood cabinets for less. Way less. See for yourself and call now for your free full-color catalog. 1-800-600-9046.
Designer Surplus had everything we wanted.
Real hardwood cabinets, beautifully made.
High quality for less.
Choose from golden oak, red oak, beautiful American cherry, and more. In a variety of traditional and contemporary designs. All at a nearby store or shipped directly to you.
When you pull out a drawer, they feel expensive.
All the quality without the expense.
It's the secret to getting a dream kitchen.
The secret is out. Designer Surplus sells high-quality hardwood cabinets for less, way less. Visit a store near you or call right now for your free catalog. 1-800-600-9046. That's 1-800-600-9046.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Good girl.
Return the love to your pet this season at Petco's Show Your Love Valentine's Day event. Bring your pet Saturday, February 14th from 11 to 2 p.m. and take a Valentine's Day photo for just $5.95 plus tax. You'll receive a free Valentine's Day card and bandana while supplies last. All pets are welcome. For details, visit your local Petco, where the pets go.
That's Jared!
Hi, I'm Jane Seymour. My mother used to say, always keep your heart open. It's the only way to give and receive love. Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $40 to $1,200.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Late Bob Marley, who would be 64 tomorrow, and once again, thank you to David Burnett, or coming on the program. The book comes out tomorrow, Soul Rebel, An Intimate Portrait of Bob Marley, a must-have for any Marley fan, or if you want to introduce somebody to Bob Marley. It's a great book to do that with. 7:40, 40 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 67, under sunny skies. Denver marijuana prosecution plunged in 2008. Prosecution has dropped 21% in the year following voters' adoption of the lowest law enforcement priority, law and establishment of a city review panel. And we're going to talk to my old hell-raising friend, Mason Trevert. I want to make this perfectly clear, Mason. I do not smoke marijuana, although I joke a lot about it on the air because I used to smoke it. But do you think this plunge is due to the law that was passed in the city of Denver?
Well, you know, it's hard to be sure of anything. It's quite clear that enforcement went down despite arrests and citations for all other crimes going up. So, unless there's some crazy economic situation and somehow there's a lower supply or lower level of marijuana use in Denver versus past years, it seemingly would lead me to believe that they're just not citing people as much. And that's to be expected when, the citizens repeatedly make it clear that they don't think adults should be cited.
Do you think any of this had to do with the DNC being in town?
One would think that would lead to more arrests. And what's really fascinating is that it was not until May, the end of May of 2008, when the Denver panel called for an end to prosecutions. And then in August, they called for no arrests during the DNC. And there were far fewer arrests in the second half of the year than there were in the first half of the year. And that included the DNC, which was a huge law enforcement presence. So clearly, there was a message that went out that it's just not worth their time or not worth the jail space or what have you, and the city really seemed to pull back.
You know, it's bizarre. I bring this up every time I have you on, and it's 7:42, 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Mason Trevert from Safer, which is a safer alternative for enjoyable recreation. It's weird every time I have you on that we get in the same thing about how archaic the laws are regarding the use of marijuana and why we can't have legalization. And I can't figure out for the life of me why it is we can't have legalization. I mean, if people are scared that people are going to get high and operate cars and machinery and things of that nature, well, you got people that are doing this and they're drinking.
Sure. And there'd certainly still be laws against using marijuana and driving if marijuana were legal, just like there are laws against it currently. Moreover, you'd probably have a lot of people driving less. I mean, when you think about a lot of people who use marijuana, particularly younger people or college students, they feel the need to drive somewhere to use it to ensure they don't get caught. There's a lot of little interesting things that could happen there. And what I find fascinating is just, and this I think is very telling of the issue here is how we treat marijuana as a society when you look at things like this Michael Phelps issue. This is a guy who went to China, won 8 gold medals, is hailed as the best athlete in the world. And because the guy smoked a little pot at a college party, people think it's the end of the world.
Yeah, I never even covered the topic, and I never covered it for that reason because, okay, so he smokes a joint at a college party. Give me a break. Is that any different than an athlete going and getting caught with a drink in their hand? Yet athletes get on television and endorse booze all the time.
Exactly. And the Olympic Committee, the U.S. Olympic Committee has, Anheuser-Busch, Coors are both sponsors, give plenty of money. But what I'm getting at is, I would agree with you. It's not really newsworthy that some 23-year-old smokes pot. I mean, that's pretty typical. But what I find fascinating is how much attention is paid to it and how much pressure was put on this guy by the media to apologize and to just, really say how sorry he was, but yet we've got, the CEO of Merrill Lynch buying an $82,000 antique toilet during a recession, and no one seems to, be begging for an apology from him. Like, where's the pressure for him to apologize?
Because the media likes to gin up anything that has to do with celebrities, and Phelps is a celebrity, so they go right there like sharks in a feeding frenzy that have been starved for 6 months. They go right there instead of covering the real issues that absolutely matter. I've never asked you this question on the air, never asked it of you, but I'm going to ask it of you now. What do you think the real bottom line reason is that marijuana is illegal?
You know, it's something that I've talked about a whole lot. I think that there's still too great a perception of harm surrounding it. And that's why we really strive to educate people about the simple fact that no matter what you've heard about marijuana, it's without a doubt, and according to all objective research, far less harmful than alcohol, not only to the people who use it, but to everyone around them. And that's what we need people to understand, because a lot of people in our society have not used marijuana. A lot of them don't know people who use marijuana. A lot of them used it, but have now been told it's so much stronger, when in fact, you know, 95% of marijuana is no different than it was in 1975. But, you know, people are just fearful of it, and that's been driven by propaganda and a media campaign, and the government.
But why? Why this propaganda? Why this media campaign about this plant?
There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of, it's interesting. Everyone's got their agenda, you know. And when you go back to the history of all this, there's various reasons. You've got racism, you've got religion, you've got industry. I mean, you know, William Randolph Hearst was a publisher. He was, you know, printing, he was using his own timber company to produce the paper on which he made his newspapers, and all of a sudden you got a Mexican rebel in Pancho Villa taking over his land. He's not very happy about it, and that's when the rise of yellow journalism and talking about, you know, these crazed Mexicans on their weed arose. And so, you know, there's all these different things, and now obviously we've got the just this established you know, it's almost like the drug war industrial complex going on. You know, it works hand in hand with the prison industrial complex, and it really provides a lot of jobs, a lot of people with a living. And until we start shifting our priorities, you know, spending that the, you know, those human resources and so on treatment and on education as opposed to enforcement and incarceration, we're never going to see anything change.
Yeah, I agree. And let me just throw this in. There used to be this kind of flip side coin of the whole marijuana issue, which was, oh my God, I want to be hip and smoke tea because I know those Negro jazz musicians are doing it, and I want to do it and I want to swing. And then there's the flip side of that, which was, oh my God, this is harmful to society, and there are people doing this, and we need to come down on them as hard as we possibly can. Mason, thanks, man. I appreciate you coming on at this late date. And as always, you know, we'll keep in touch. You're my favorite Hellraiser.
Well, I appreciate it, Jay. You're my favorite radio host, so.
All right, Dave. Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate it, Mason. Thanks.
Okay, take care.
All right. There's Mason Tvert. It's 7:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Now, my favorite traffic reporter, and that is John Turk.
Oh, thanks, Jay. Right now, it looks like we're accident-free on the highways around Denver. Only spot where I'm seeing stop-and-go traffic right now, Emerson Street Bridge up to Alameda as you're traveling northbound. Southbound side, sluggish, though, in the normal spots. North Glen, again, from around 48th past Spear Boulevard. Also busy in the Commerce City sections. Westbound 76 from 96th to 74th. That's due to an earlier accident. Also, going to be busy eastbound 270 from Quebec to I-70. Your forecast today, going to be a nice one. Mostly sunny and windy, but warm again with high near 70. Right now, downtown checking in at 46 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Next Care Urgent Care is excited to announce the opening of a new location in Broomfield at 4590 West 121st Avenue.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
1-800-662-6969.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Wintertime is the perfect time for your indoor projects. The Lumber Guy has the best deals on lumber, windows, doors, retaining wall blocks, pavers, and so much more. At The Lumber Guy, you'll find more savings than any other retail or surplus store. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington and turn right at 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823. That's 303-979-8823. Or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Should you use Platte River Kitchens to redo your kitchen? 1. They take you from concept to completion, handling every detail. 2. They use green technology that doesn't cost you more. 3. They're a part of my exclusive referral list at referralist.com. You can meet them at Colorado Garden and Home Show starting February 7th, booth 2343. You'll thank me for my recommendation. Platte River Kitchens, 303-300-9087, or at the Garden and Home Show, booth 2343.
Learn to play the piano in just 8 weeks with the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method at Pianos and Pianos. Limited spaces are currently available for this 8-week course at half the price of regular private lessons. This proven method guarantees that you'll be playing exciting song styles like classical, movie themes, rock, new age, blues, jazz, and much more. Call Pianos and Pianos at 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Me today. The Dow is off 93 points right now.
Ouch.
Yeah, the Nasdaq Composite is down almost 16 points, Jay. The S&P's down 10.5. The Marvin, some people call it the Russell, we affectionately call it the Marvin, is off 3.25. That's about 0.75%. And you said it. The real reason is the jobless numbers, a bigger than expected jump in jobless claims. And a slew of weak retail sales numbers are weighing in on the markets. And it's going to affect people's mutual funds. It'll affect your stocks. It'll affect your 401k. And speaking of 401ks, Jay, one of the things that frustrates people, I think, a lot is that they cannot move their 401ks when they are still employed with the employer that's providing the 401k. We do have a program where we can help you and look at the choices that you have for your 401k, Jay, and make a monthly recommendation as to how you move those funds around. So if you need some help with your 401k, if that's your primary investment bucket, don't hesitate to call us at Presidential Brokerage. We can help you out with that.
Yeah, absolutely. 303-749-2770. That's 303-749-2770. 2770, and you do sound bad, man. You got to stay home, and the last thing you need too is some guy on the radio going, "Hey, you sound bad."
Well, you know, it is what it is. You call him like you see him, man, and I always like that about you.
Well, you know, the affection is mutual. So with these jobless figures, you know, people need to get it in gear and call 303-749-2770 and stench the bleeding on your portfolio. Thank you, Mr. Spear, and we will talk to you tomorrow. See ya.
See ya.
All right, there he goes. 7:53, 53 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and stick around.
Your credit card debt has gotten out of control. Here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-400-1837. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-400-1837. 1-800-400-1837. 1-800-400-1837.
We're playing some Bob Marley this morning in celebration of Soul Rebel, an intimate portrait of Bob Marley, David Burnett, was on the show. If you missed that, you can get it in podcast at am760.net. We're digital all over the place. You can send us email at am760.net. Plus, John has a Facebook page. I have a Facebook page. And we are available on iHeartRadio. Go to am760.net. Download that for your iPhone. Plus, I'm on Twitter. And you can read my blog at jmarvinblog.com. So we've got all those things going on. I mean, we're totally and completely in the digital age. If you wake up at 7 or 8 o'clock and you wonder what went on between 6 and 7, well, all you got to do is go to am760.net and just download the podcast and listen to it. Or if you want to download it and then listen to it on the way home today or whatever it is, whenever you want to listen to it, it's available. My friend Tough Guy Joe sent this in. Did you hear that Lux Interior, the lead singer of the Cramps, died in Glendale yesterday? Give him a shout-out. We've lost another great musician. I think I've heard the Cramps maybe one time. What about you, Turk?
You know, I don't know if I've heard the Cramps. Let me see if I can dig some up, take us to the top.
Well, wait a minute. Be careful, though, because we don't know. Be careful, though, because I don't know. I don't know what the lyrics are like on that. So we got to be lyric sensitive. We got to be careful about that. All right, let me squeeze a call in here. Jeff in Arvada. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, drinks.
Hey, what's up?
Happening, Jay. I'll preface this with a big old shocker that a party line Republican conservative Federalist is for legalizing marijuana. Again, it was criminalized in a dishonest fashion, and it doesn't need to be criminalized. But the argument that the pro-pot and in that pro-drug activists use about prisons being full of, you know, these poor innocent, you know, personal use drug users is not true. Not when it comes to marijuana. Our prisons aren't full of recreational pot users. That's not at all what's there. And anybody can go and see the rap sheets on the people who are in prison. They're multiple offenders, violent offenders, other drugs than marijuana. It's just not a reality that people who are smoking a quarter ounce of marijuana in their home are going off to federal prison. It's just not a reality.
No, that's partially true. And you've got a lot of people who are behind bars, and what they're behind bars for is dealing drugs. However, that's not true in every state. And there are some states where, particularly if you're a person of color, the law is a lot harsher. And I've lived in states where you get caught with what they deem to be a significant amount of marijuana, and you know what? You're in big trouble. And I'll name you one state, Mississippi. You want to go to parchment? Okay, get caught with dope, because that's exactly what they'll do. And if you're African American, they'll do it for sure.
Well, it's a matter of amounts and a matter of intent, personal use, and you know the amounts that would justify personal use.
Well, you know,
than having you know bags and bags stored away and you're dealing and you have a multiple net of people that you're dealing through.
Well, right, but I'm talking about there are people there who are not dealing, and if they don't go to prison, you know what they do end up happening to them? They end up spending in jails and jail time, and we're always complaining about the jails being overcrowded. But Jeff, thanks, man. I appreciate you calling.
Wintertime is the perfect time for your indoor projects. The Lumber Guy has the best deals on lumber, windows, doors, retaining wall blocks, pavers, and so much more. At The Lumber Guy, you'll find more savings than any other retail or surplus store. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington and turn right at 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823. That's 303-979-8823. Or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
I'm Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleanings, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Compare and buy thousands of products and services at Colorado's largest home and garden marketplace. Stroll through acres of landscape gardens full of blooming flowers. Enjoy the swashbuckling annex in the secret garden of Pirates Cove Entry Garden. Discount tickets on sale at TicketsWest.com and King Supers. Presented by Bank of the West, GMC, the Denver Post, and 9 News.
Turn to the left.
with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani, just released FAA audio tapes of the chatter between the cockpit crew of Flight 1549 and air traffic controllers moments before the U.S. Airways jet splashed down in the Hudson River.
1529, bird strike, he lost all engine, he lost the thrust in the engines, he's returning immediately.
Check this, 1529, which engines?
He lost thrust in both engines, he said.
Got it.
At first, the traffic controllers didn't get it. They had the flight number wrong and had trouble understanding that Hero Captain Sully Sullenberger had a water landing in mind. They assumed he'd try to make it to an airport in nearby New Jersey.
He landed runway 1 at Teterboro.
We can't do it.
Okay, which runway would you like at Teterboro?
We're going to be in the Hudson.
Moments later, that plane was in the Hudson, but all 155 people on board got out safely. Sullenberger will give his first-hand account of the miracle on the Hudson in an exclusive interview with Katie Couric on Sunday night's edition of 60 Minutes. To the economy, the government says the number of new unemployment insurance claims jumped to 626,000 last week. The retail chains are reporting dismal January sales figures. Retailing consultant Bert Flicken.
The women's and men's specialty stores hard hit, the department stores hard hit. Anything that's not essential to buy, consumers are not buying.
In a Washington Post column today, President Obama warns of a long and deep recession unless Congress passes the economic stimulus bill. The Senate has added a tax break of as much as $15,000 for homebuyers. Real estate industry spokesman Walter Maloney likes the idea.
We project that home sales would increase by about a million. Now, adding a million buyers to the market will have significant positive impact.
The soft economy and high gas prices kept a lot of Americans off the road last year, and traffic deaths fell sharply.
The findings show that fatalities are on the decline and upwards of 10% nationwide.
Vernon Betke with the Governor's Highway Safety Association. Speaking to the National Prayer Breakfast within the hour, President Obama shared his thoughts on the proper place of prayer.
President Obama used his speech to complain that too often faith has been used as a tool of division.
There is no religion whose central tenet is hate. There's no God who condones taking the life of an innocent human being.
Mr. Obama elaborated on his plan to reach out to other leaders, saying he's under no illusion that stubborn conflicts would suddenly disappear. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
In 1982, someone put cyanide in Tylenol capsules and killed 7 people. No one was ever prosecuted for their deaths, but James Lewis went to prison for trying to extort $1 million from Tylenol's manufacturer. Now the FBI is taking a fresh look at the case. Former prosecutor Jeremy Margolis hopes the mystery will be solved.
It was a shocker and a wake-up call of national and international proportions, and I think it would be a good thing if that could finally be put to bed.
Agents searched Lewis's home near Boston yesterday. In early trading, the Dow's down 99 points. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm the superintendent of a school district. Last week, we added Aflac to our employee benefits package. With Aflac, we're headed to the top of the class. It helps us attract and retain employees, and it's available at no direct cost to the district. Plus, getting started is as easy as...
Aflac!
He's so gifted. Aflac, get extra credit. Aflac, for more information, Aflac. Call 1-800-99-AFLAC or go to AflacForBusiness.com. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Winter weather. It's hard on oil, which can be hard on your engine, which can be hard on you if it all breaks down. So don't put off an oil change and get stuck this winter. Go to Advance Auto Parts. They got 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purolator Premium Plus oil filter for only $15.99. And an air filter to help save some gas, and you're good to go until spring. Get to Advance and change your oil and filter for less before a breakdown costs you a whole lot more. Whatever you're working on, Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. You'll soon pay more to register your car. Colorado's Senate has passed a bill to raise vehicle registration fees, with the money going to fix roads and bridges. Car and SUV registration will cost an extra $32 this year, $41 next year. Republicans like Greg Brophy not happy.
This is not the time to tax your constituents so exorbitantly so that you can purport to create jobs.
The measure will also allow tolling on existing highways. A final Senate vote is expected today. Denver's having second thoughts about giving a second chance to the company running the city's red light cameras. City councilors put a hold on a six-month contract extension for Redflex. The city says the company hasn't made good on some items in its contract. Hang in there. That's the message to many as the poor economy, layoffs, and foreclosures is translating into more people seeking mental health help. But there is a glass-half-full perspective.
It feels awful right now, but trying to give people hope that this is where we are now, but it's not always going to be like this. Things will get better.
Laura Van Dusen with Colorado's Mental Health America Group. Van Dusen says the group's high call volume in January points to what she expects to be an unfortunately busy year. A shootout in Montbello last evening has left one person dead and another critically injured. And it's a tale of the missing tails. Authorities trying to figure out who cut the tails off three Belgian draft horses on a ranch near Parker. Jim Hoff co-owns the Happy Trails Ranch.
They're not their horses. They shouldn't be messing with our horses. They shouldn't come on our place, you know, without permission. It's a violation.
Hoff tells 9 News the horses' tails were cut off at night. The big horses are intimidating in size, which suggests to Hoff the person responsible knows horses and how to handle them. It's possible the suspect intended to make horsehair items like belts or hat bands. The tails will grow back, but it will take years. Sports: Nuggets over the Thunder last night, 114-113 in Oklahoma City, and the Avs host Dallas tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Northbound I-25, going to be slow as you're heading downtown. That on the approach to Downing past Alameda. It's also heavy on the southbound side of I-25 past DU. Now, the sun's still very bright as you're coming around that curve near University, kind of hitting you in the face. 225 really bogs down after Parker towards DTC on the southbound side. There's also going to be some heavy pockets on 76. But as far as the wrecks go, it's been a very quiet morning commute. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You've heard about King Super's $4 generic prescription program. Now you can get 90-day supplies of the same medication.
Hi, this is Jeff Scott from SoulSource. I've got some good news and bad news. The bad news is the rebates from your local utility are going down. The good news, the federal tax credit has been extended. You can get a 30% tax credit for your home and business when you install a solar electric system. And here's more good news. The state is working on even more incentives for the other renewable energy systems that SoulSource provides, like solar, hot water, and wind. Call SoulSource today at 303-297-1874 or find us on the web at soulsourceinc.com.
Though I do know a guy.
No, thanks.
Taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extra. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for $10 rebate details through 33109.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ain't it tough enough? 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today, 67. Jay Marvin, good to have you along. Digitally, we're available at am760.net. You can send us an email or catch podcasts and streaming. And on top of that, we have the iHeartRadio. If you've got an iPhone, you can download that and take us any place you want to go with us, and we'll go willingly. You can check out John Turk's Facebook page, my Facebook page, and also my blog at jmarvinblog.com. All right, a lot of people are upset about this. Let's debate it a little bit and see what people think. The Senate agreed Wednesday to soften a Buy American provision in its economic stimulus package, clarifying that the clause will not override the United States' existing trade treaties. The so-called Buy American provision in the $900 billion stimulus plan would have mandated that only U.S.-made goods be used in projects funded by the bill. Lawmakers who supported the provision said it would help jumpstart the economy because it would help American companies. At the same time, however, lawmakers in the Senate rejected a proposal by Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona to completely strip the Buy American language from the bill. Oh, you mean John, I put the country first, McCain? Really? Okay. Maybe he was talking on a cell phone to somebody again. Both moves on Wednesday mean that senators will keep the provision in place while ensuring it respects national treaties. Last week, the House passed its own stimulus bill, which ensured that, with some notable exceptions, only U.S.-produced iron and steel be used for construction. The White House and many of America's trading partners, including its largest, Canada, want lawmakers to craft bills in a way that they don't run afoul of international trade agreements. The worry that such restrictions would spark a trade war and exacerbate the economic downturn. President Barack Obama wants to ensure that any legislation that passes is consistent with trade agreements and doesn't signal a change in overall stance on trade. And that's according to White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs in a briefing on Wednesday. The European Commission said last week, it might challenge such a move if it were signed into law. All right. I've had a lot of people call up here, especially during a bad economic times or just basically any kind of time. I mean, in the almost 4 years that I've been doing this show, I've gotten calls tons of times about, well, we ought to buy American, and we ought to buy American, and we ought to buy American, and over and over and over again. Now, Tom Donahue, the head of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, added, if we refuse to buy foreign-made goods, then our trading partners will refuse to buy from us, and since we are the world's largest exporter, who will be hurt more? But here's the thing that gets me. They're not talking about everybody buying just American. They're talking about our tax dollars that go to jumpstart the economy and the stimulus package that would require that on federal projects that they should buy American. And I don't see what's wrong with that. I really don't. Because it would jumpstart the economy by helping American companies. I mean, I must be living in some other kind of universe. And so might you who believe in this thing. Now, it's tough to buy American. I agree. But they're not mandating that, for instance, the local place where you go and you buy clothes, that they only carry American-made clothes. They're not mandating that. But what they are mandating is what the bill would mandate. Well, it won't do it now because it's been stripped, but what it would have mandated is that, all right, let's say that under a federal works project, they decide to fix I-70 or any of the bridges in Colorado. So instead of using imported materials, they would buy American materials to do that. Now, I fail to see how that's wrong. I really fail how to see that that's wrong. Now, I understand that you just can't violate treaties that you've signed. I mean, the last administration didn't get that point. And I understand that. But I think all of us think that there are treaties out there, there are trade agreements out there that should be re-looked at. Now, President Obama ought to re-look at those when he has time, and so should Congress. The number one priority now with the job situation and the unemployment numbers that we've got is to figure out the most efficient way to jumpstart the economy. And I happen to believe that a federal works project is the way to do that because it waters the tree from the bottom up. But the thing is, if it's a federal project, if it uses your taxpayer dollars or my taxpayer dollars, then what's wrong with saying, okay, you got to buy American steel. You got to buy American goods to get it done. You can't buy things from Japan and Canada and all of these places. You know, it's just not right. And then the private sector, the rest of the private sector throughout the country can buy things from whoever they deem that they want to buy it from. And John McCain is one of the people that took this out of the bill. I mean, he tried to get it totally stripped out of the bill. Now, people on the right are always constantly crying about Buy American and about the stature of America in the world and constantly. And I would love to see what their answer is to this move. I would love to see what they have to say about this move from John McCain. Why he would turn around and do this. Because I'm sure that there are companies in this country that could use this help. And not only that, they would then turn around and they would hire people to help them. So you'd increase the you'd diminish the unemployment rate. And so I think it's a win-win all the way around. Plus, those people would have more money to spend in the communities that they live in. If you give everybody a stimulus check, what are they going to do with it? Well, the chances are they're going to put it in the bank, or they're going to stuff it in their pillow, or put it under their mattress. They're not going to go out and they're not going to buy a washing machine with it. They're not going to go out and they're not going to spend that money. But if you put them in a position where they can hold an honest to God job and have some job security, then they're going to go and they're going to spend the money. I mean, I think we suffer from a couple of things here. I mean, I think we suffer from the overall problems of the economy, but also, you know what else we suffer from? Lack of faith. Because none of us want to spend any money or make any kind of major commitments, because most of us don't know if we're going to have a job next week or not. So therefore, we're holding on to our money. I mean, if I were to open the phones here and I were to say, okay, call me if you're holding on to your money, I'm sure the phones would be overwhelmed by people saying, yeah, Jay, that's exactly what I'm doing. Because none of us are secure. We're all living, not with paranoia, but with this feeling of, well, I could be next. And therefore, I have to hold on to everything I've got. But if there were jobs out there, so that if you got laid off your job, you had someplace else to go, I don't think people would be as panicked, or not panicked, that's not what I mean to say, but as cautious as they are. So what's wrong with the idea of saying that anything that uses our tax dollars or your tax dollars, or I should rephrase this differently, that uses your tax dollars and my tax dollars, that go to American companies to get them to stimulate the economy? Now, if that economically doesn't make sense, then you need to call me and tell me why. 303-713-7600. It's 303-713-7600. I can't count the amount of times that people have sent me email at am760.net, that they have called up here and ranted and raved about this. And here it is. It's watered down in the stimulus package. So, anybody want to express the outrage of this now? Anybody want to? I mean, where's the Buy American calls that we always keep getting? Are they dead? Are they gone? Or do you think I'm out to lunch? If you think I'm out to lunch, then you need to call and tell me I'm out to lunch. You need to call and tell me that I'm not living in reality. And chances are, maybe I'm not. But I think it's a pretty sound plan. What about you, John? Don't you think it's a sound plan?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'd like to see it encompass all, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah, but you can't do that. You can't go to, like, well, you can't go to, like, private industry and say, okay.
As much as we can, I think a lot of other products should be American that should be included in this provision. I do.
Well, I agree with you, too. I mean, if they're using our tax dollars, then why should we be giving our tax dollars to Canada?
I'm not into that, man. So that, and in that regards, I think it's too loose. I'm not too happy about it, to be honest with you, Jay.
Yeah, I'm not either. I'm kind of disgusted by it, actually.
Yeah.
Because, once again, this is a failure of us to help ourselves.
And I don't want to steal the lust, you know, steal anything from our first caller that's hanging on. But, I mean, he makes a good point about it should be everything. Look at all the stuff we're making here in Colorado that could be used.
All right, well, we'll get to him and we'll get to everybody else coming up. 818, 18 minutes after 8. John does the traffic.
Jay, traffic is not too bad out there this morning, a little unusual. No accidents out there to get in your way or stalls. We do have some residual traffic on a westbound 76 due to an earlier crash. The backups now go to 88th instead of 96, so that is loosening up just a little bit. Also really heavy and slow southbound 225 from Parker Road to Yosemite. If you're traveling eastbound, sun glare might be an issue for you. You'll catch it on 25 as you get around Broadway. Also on eastbound 6th Avenue, the Turnpike, C-470, and eastbound 270, so that those could be a little blinding for you, those drives this morning.
This is Mark Spee, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, Rent-A-Center has quality brand-name merchandise. Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs. Without credit or credit checks. And we back it all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit Rent-A-Center or rentacenter.com or call 1-800-205-2005 right now and start enjoying quality products without credit today.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years' experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at aaahomeimprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269.
720-981-4269. Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom.
I couldn't wait to see your and Tom's new house. Oh, it's just lovely.
We love it.
Your dad and I wanted to help you get settled in and know this check will be put to good use.
Wow, you shouldn't have. This will really help us on the improvements we want to make.
And we know just the place to get started. Dad and I want to take you both to the Colorado Garden and Home Show. We've been going there for years, and it's helped us turn our house into a home.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go.
Don't miss the 50th anniversary Colorado Garden and Home Show, February 7th through the 15th at the Colorado Convention Center. Research, compare, and buy thousands of products and services at Colorado's largest home and garden marketplace. Stroll through acres of landscape gardens full of blooming flowers. Enjoy the swashbuckling annex in the secret garden of Pirates Cove Entry Garden. Discount tickets on sale at TicketsWest.com and King Supers. Presented by Bank of the West, GMC, the Denver Post, and 9 News.
Early insured program. And you can use the money any way you want. Take monthly payments or a lump sum. No income or credit requirements. No repayment as long as you live in your home. You got to stay in your home and access built-up wealth now while you can enjoy it. So use your home to stay in your home. And it's real simple. There's no tricks to this. It's not some gimmick. It's federally insured, but it's a good way to solve a lot of your problems. So American Guarantee Mortgage can handle this, and I want to give you their phone number, 1-866-259-8206. That's 866-259-8206, or just drop by in person at 201 Columbus Street, Suite 250. That's here in Denver. Or call them at 866-259-8206. And the reason I always repeat the number is because I always get emails and we always get calls. What was that number? So I want to make sure you have it. Now, you got to be 62 or older to qualify for this, and if you've got parents that are 62 or over, this is a great idea for them. American Guarantee Mortgage, reverse mortgage, find out about it. I mean, finding out about it is not a commitment to do it. 866-259-8206. It's federally insured. 866-259-8206.
I'm Jim. Starting a construction business in this economy, you need every advantage you can get. That's why my accountant recommended Intuit QuickBooks. He said it's small business software that'll help me track every penny. Money in, money out, so I always know what's going on. So I tried it, and turns out he hit the nail right on the head. I can see all my money in one place. That's good, because I'm building more than houses. I'm building my business.
Intuit QuickBooks. Get back to business. Try it for free at QuickBooks.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it. Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call 1-800-761-3669. 1-800-761-3669.
It's chic, it's hip, it's trendy. And well, frankly, we want one. But more importantly, we're now part of one.
Oh my goodness, man, would you just tell me what it is?
The iPhone. So for all you hipsters who happen to have one, you can now stream AM760 audio on it.
Wow, cool.
How's that for hip?
You're getting there.
Just download the free application from our homepage, AM760.net.
Jay Marvin, multitasking my fat rear off here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Boy, I'll tell you what, spell checkers are marvelous, aren't they? Because I have, like, the worst spelling in the world. And you can see how bad my grammar is by going to my blog, jmarvinblog.com. All right. Turk, what happened to the Marley? Did we just decide to cut that out?
I didn't know if you just want to do an hour. Or if I can do it for the rest of the show if you like.
Yeah, why don't we just...
We going Marley from here on out?
Yeah, let's do Marley.
Okay.
Or, you know what? Actually, let's not do Marley, and let's... I'll tell you what. Let's not do Marley, and let's do Marley tomorrow, because it's his 64th
Good idea. Birthday. I'll bring in some of my stuff tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do that. All right, we'll talk about the Senate easing the Buy American clause in the stimulus package. Let's go to Dan in Aurora. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. It's good that they included iron and steel, but what about the aluminum and the copper?
Well, that's very, very true.
How about the fiber optics lines that they want to put in for all this medical records and all this infrastructure they're talking about? And what about solar panels made in Tennessee and wind turbine blades made right here in Colorado? All these things should be included. They keep promising us all this energy infrastructure building, and but we make these things. I mean, if we're making them, if we're putting them in, it should be all American.
I agree. If the taxpayer, if it's a federal project and they use your money and my money to make this thing happen, then, and I think whether you're conservative or you're liberal or you have no particular commitment, I think we can all agree on this, that if they're going to use our tax dollars, then it only makes sense to spend our tax dollars in this country, not letting our tax dollars float off to Canada or Barbados or some other China or some other place. And I don't understand where John McCain is coming from on this.
I got to tell you, I mean, what a lot of people don't realize is that these other countries already have provisions like this. I mean, the Three Rivers Dam that was built in China, not an ounce of American steel in that puppy. I mean, they already do it. They already hold it over us. I mean, and I'm not saying we should, you know, play dirty with them or anything, but we gotta do something for ourselves first.
Yeah, I agree. And this argument that it's going to aggravate treaties is, you know, it's BS. Okay, well, you know what? I'll tell you what. We'll give up that idea if they give up the idea.
Yeah, right on.
And I don't think they're prepared to do it, and therefore we shouldn't be prepared to do it. Dan, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Hey, no problem. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Della in Aurora. Della, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi.
And I think it's the greatest idea we've come up with in the last 15, 20 years. And I was telling John or whoever he is.
John Turk,
you take your home first. And right now, home is in a wreck. We need to keep whatever we can in America right off a minimum. But I pay taxes with what I make. My neighbors keep their jobs.
Well, I think we'd all like to see people keep their jobs, and we're in a very perilous time, and the job figures today indicate that we're just plunging more and more down. Meanwhile, what's going on here is these people sitting on Capitol Hill are arguing among themselves, and they're trying to tinker with things. And the Republican Party once again. And if you're a Republican, I wish you would call me. Once again, is just going to sell the country out for big business, and not do what's right. And we, last caller's correct. I mean, we manufacture a lot of this stuff, so why don't we just buy it from here?
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. You know what else, too? These countries talk about retaliating. With these trade agreements that they talk about retaliating against us. So now what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to, like, cower in the corner?
Oh, I just can't.
I mean, are we supposed to do that? Are we supposed to stand up to them and say, look, here are the facts. We cannot go to the American people and propose that their tax dollars be used to buy materials from Botswana or Taiwan or any of those places. You know, we just can't do it. It's just not morally right. And if you want to retaliate against us, fine. Go ahead and do it. But they need us because North America is a big market. And so they need us. Here's Barney in Estes Park. Barney, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you.
Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, if this thing were to pass and say next year we had a Chinese engineering firm that got the contract to do a mass transit along I-70, you know, people would completely freak out. So I don't see what the big difference is. If you're going to have, you're going to want to have American companies perform this work, why shouldn't they use American materials at the same time?
Well, see, I totally agree with you. Yeah, I totally agree with you. Okay, first of all, I believe the government does have a place in people's lives to make people's lives better, not worse.
Yeah, especially in times like these.
Right. And we've had too much of this in the past where we've made these critical mistakes. And we've given away the store, and we have this attitude of like, well, look what will happen, and we get into this doom and gloom situation. How about this? How about standing up to our trading partners and saying, look, we're in a tough situation, and by the way, P.S., you can't tell the American federal government who to buy from. Threaten us all you want, but you can't. You know, you can't tell the American government and the American people who to buy from. And those people who export goods, if they're patriotic Americans, they'll take a lump on the chin in order to force the issue.
Yeah, I mean, we're the biggest market in the world, so
right.
We should be in the driver's seat, not whimpering in the back seat.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. Yet here we go again. Right? So what we're going to do is, instead of doing things the right way, we're going to let special interests get involved, and what we're going to do is we're going to shoot ourselves in the foot.
And I don't know why we have to listen to John McCain. I thought we settled that a little while ago.
Well, he's still a senator.
Right.
Which I'd like to see that changed. If you run for the presidency of the United States and you lose, you're out.
You're out.
Okay, but, take care.
Okay, that was my comment. Thank you, sir. Bye.
All right, you bet. You don't have to call me sir. Just call me Jay. It's okay. Let me go to, you want to do the traffic now?
I can.
All right.
I can be quick, Jay.
All right, well, I don't care. We'll crank out the traffic, and then we'll take more phone calls at 303-713-7600. Man, I am so tired of this country cowering in the corner. Let's flex a muscle, for God's sakes, and stop being a big, gigantic blob of jelly. Well, that's what we are.
Yeah, we're pretty lazy.
I mean, you know, listen to Thomas Donahue, head of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He says, if we refuse to buy foreign-made goods, then our trading partners will refuse to buy from us. And since we are the world's largest exporter, who will be hurt more? That doesn't make any sense. You have to have, you know, who? I mean, people in North America buy a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but I do understand his concern. We are the largest exporter in the world. But I don't think the countries are going to be like, they're not buying American, so we're not going to buy them. Or they're buying only American, we're not going to buy them. But that is, I can understand the concern.
Yeah, but on the flip side, you have to have North America to survive. Because we're a gigantic consumer market.
Right. Well, the global economy is suffering. You know, it's everybody. It's not just us. I mean, it's everywhere.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
So I mean, I don't know. I mean, I understand both sides of this argument. I don't think that you could say every single manufactured good needs to be made in America. I think that you should maybe, if you could get around 75-80%.
If they use federal dollars, it does.
Right. Yeah, well.
I'm not. You want to give your tax dollars to China?
No. No. Not now.
I mean, the private sector can do what they want to do. But they need us as much as we need them.
Right.
I mean, those of you who follow Formula One racing must marvel at the idea, like I do, that they are so greedy and that the guy who runs it, Bernie Ecclestone, is so greedy that there is no North American Formula One this year in anywhere in the United States nor in Canada. Now, how do you go to Honda? How do you go to Toyota? How do you go to any of those folks and say, well, be involved with this, but we have no North American presence, when who's buying the majority of the cars? I mean, India and China are starting to get up there competitively with us, but still, we're buying the majority of the stuff. All right, 8:34, 34 minutes after the hour. Jay Marvin along with John Turk in traffic.
Jay's still seeing a lot of traffic on 76 heading in from Commerce City. Had an earlier crash there. Now we're seeing a lot of traffic from Highway 6 there, 85 up to 270. Rest of the drive really starting to clear already. Eastbound 270, speeds in the 30s and 40s from 76 to Vasquez. And 25 also getting a little bit better, but you will hit the brakes after the I-70 curve. If you're traveling southbound, northbound is going to hit it from around the Emerson Street Bridge to Alameda. Just one current crash on our radar. Two vehicles involved, 49th and Peoria. Your forecast, mostly sunny and windy, but warm again with highs in the upper 60s. Current downtown temperature, 45 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Skylight Specialists, your local Velux dealer. From new skylight installations to repairs and solar water heat, they do it right the first time.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this weekend. That's because this weekend, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared in time for Valentine's Day. Get set in diamonds this weekend for a reward worth up to $1,000. This weekend, only at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarRips.com.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent office, a prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff, a la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget, chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day, for maybe a buck and a half an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Colorado. Bill, what brought you to Good Feet?
Well, Ed, I'm an operating room nurse, and that means I spend a lot of time on cold, hard hospital floors. About 5 years ago, I started to experience severe pain in both heels. I didn't know it at the time, but it was plantar fasciitis, and believe me, it was bad.
So you went to the Good Feet store?
No, actually, I tried everything else, from drugstore gel cushions to super expensive shoes. Nothing worked. Then I saw you, Ed, on TV, and I thought I'd give Good Feet a try. And I'm not exaggerating when I say it took just 10 minutes to relieve my pain. I was walking around the Good Feet store, and my heel and back pain were gone. Totally gone.
Welcome to the pain-free club, Bill.
Get up to $50 off your purchase of the Good Feet Arch Support System during Good Feet's winter sale. But time's running out. The sale ends February 28th. Call 1-877-620-3338 for the store nearest you. That's 877-620-FEET for Good Feet, America's number one arch support.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo with a free language lesson, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-600-6621. 1-800-600-6621. 1-800-600-6621.
foreign.
Because I care about my big money constituents. I don't care what damage it does to the country. But I'm going to spend your tax money and buy foreign.
Yeah, I love China. I love Barbados. And Canada, too. They make better goods and they're cheaper for me and you.
Okay, it's enough. 8:40, 40 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today, 67, Jay Martin with you. Senate eases Buy American clause in its stimulus package. I think that this is a huge, gigantic joke. I mean, it's terrible. Here's Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, I didn't realize you could carry a tune like that.
Yeah, right.
I'm serious. Hey, I refuse to be a pile of jelly anymore. I am going to, my goal is to be a bully like you and Turk.
Well, you know, you got to stand up, man.
I do. I want to tell you one other thing. And it's not, I'm not being self-centered here because it doesn't affect me. But I think we should slow down importing, you know, labor. You know, I used to like Bill Gates and until he came out and was trying to saying that we wanted to open the floodgates to bring in all this white-collar labor, like from India and such. You know, I think we're capable of also producing some pretty good workers.
Well, I think we're definitely capable of it, but the way to fight that problem is to make sure that our kids are more educated so that they can compete. And that means that those people who are trying to destroy the public school system need to knock it off.
Right. Hey, by the way, I wanted to just tell you, I just passed Vasquez on, there's a chair in the middle of the road.
Oh, great. Great. Well, hey, do you need a chair for your office?
and the other thing is, I think I figured out what TARP's all about, and you tell me what you think. I do believe that the banks, you know, have a lot of power right now, and that money is being used to buy distressed assets. It's a way for them to keep, you know, accumulating power in this country, whether it be, you know, residential homes just other assets. You know, it's a buyer's market right now.
Well, I'll tell you what I think about that. You know, we ended up getting into Iraq because we were panicked into it and because we had this atmosphere of absolute fear. And that most people who sat in Congress were scared to vote against it because they were scared they would be seen as being unpatriotic and they would be seen as being appeasers. And you can go all the way down the line with all of that. And
right.
I think the same thing is happening here in that we're being warned. We were told at the time that something needed to be done about these financial institutions. And by the way, Obama was not in power. This was George W. Bush.
Oh, yeah.
And so what we did was we trusted him and all the people around him to carry out the mission. And what they ended up doing was they just gave the money with no strings attached. And Congress also is remiss in this, which is democratically controlled except for the Senate. I mean, the House is. And they just let this go. And so what ends up happening is now we find out, and all these horror stories are coming out, that these folks are going to, taking these plush trips to Vegas. They're talking about sponsoring sports teams. They're into all of this excess. And what we should have done was we should have tied that money up tight so that there was no way that they could just take it and do what they want with it.
Well, I honestly feel, I mean, on the bottom end of the spectrum, you know, people dealing with banks are greedy beyond belief. It's unbelievable how greedy. And all the regulatory stuff we can dump on those dudes is all right in my book. I mean, to really crack down on them.
Well, I agree 100%. I mean, this is what destroys and discredits the whole, the whole conservative argument that the invisible hand of the free market will take care of anything. Because, look, you take somebody, it doesn't even have to be financial. You know something? If you take a 10-year-old child and you put a 10-year-old child in a room full of M&Ms, and you leave it to that child's discretion, what's the child going to do? The child's going to stuff themselves. If you take an adult and you say to them, here, you can spend as much money as you want, do you think that they're going to, A, go out and buy a Prius, or B, are they going to go out and buy a Bentley or a Rolls? They're going to go out and buy a Bentley and a Rolls. I mean, it just it runs in the face of human nature.
It's a sickness. It truly is. And by the way, you and Turk are my favorite bullies.
Well, thank you. We're going to even get worse. We're even going to get worse because we're going to resort to professional wrestling, which means we're going to pull out the claw, the figure four leg lock. The armbar takedown, the sleeper hold, which is really a choke hold, and then we're going to finish the whole thing with a sunset flip and a roll up into a small package until there's submission.
Will you use it on the Republicans?
That's who I intend to do it to.
Beautiful.
All right, man.
Yeah.
What we need is we need a lights out cage match between myself and John McCain.
I'd like to go down the hall and DDT a couple people.
Yeah. No, seriously. I want to have a match with John McCain. Lights out cage match.
We could do like Denver celebrity boxing, Jay, and like you could take on like guys like John Caldera.
Yeah, I'd like to, you know, abdominal stretch until submission.
That'd be awesome. We should do Denver celebrity boxing.
You know, smash with a forearm. What else do they have? How about a Indian death
match?
What's
it called when they scratch the face, when they scratch the eyes out, when they...
Well, it's just a claw.
That's what they just call it, a claw?
Yeah, I'd like to be cornered. I'd like to be in the corner and be able to pull out a foreign object and jam somebody in the GOP with it in the throat. Okay, we're going... All right, I'm going a little bit too far. I'm going a little bit too far here. Let's rein it in. Let's be reasonable. Regina in Denver. Regina, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. I just wanted to let you know, Jay, yourself and the rest of the Progressive Talk host, that the votes against the stimulus package are running 100-1. So we need to get the word out to good progressives to call Congress and support the president. And I have some telephone numbers here for you.
Well, first of all, I'm not against the stimulus package. I'm just against that part of it of McCain and trying to strip out this Buy American language, but I'm not against the stimulus package.
I think
it should be passed.
Right. But what I'm telling you is that the conservatives have flooded Congress with calls 100-1 against the package. So what that means is we progressives need to start calling and saying we support the bill.
All right. Well, shoot out some phone numbers.
Okay. 866. 544-7573, and the other one is 202-224-3121.
Okay, you know what else, too, I'd like to see the president do?
What?
I'd like to see him publicly name those members of the Senate, which is where we'll have trouble. I want him to publicly name those who vote against the stimulus package. So the American public needs to hold responsible, as the economy continues to slide.
But see, because of the conservatives calling into Congress, right now the message they're getting is that the public doesn't want the stimulus package. So those of us who do want the stimulus package, we need to call.
Yeah, but I understand that. But I'd like to see the president, who can use the power of his office, and the bully pulpit, as they always say, I'd like to see him stand up and say, okay, look, you vote against this, I'm going to name you by name so everybody knows who tried to put the fire out on this. And as we continue to struggle to try to right the country, and as we keep getting job loss figures like we got today, then, you know, we can look at the John McCains and the rest of these folks, and we know exactly who's responsible instead of just letting it go, because most people don't take the time to say, for instance, go to the Washington Post website that keeps track of the votes. And that's what you need to do. You need to point these people out for what they really are instead of letting them slip underneath the radar.
Agreed. Agreed. And let's just, you know, get the message out on every talk show and get progressives calling in to support that bill.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate the call.
Bye.
Yeah, there's not much we can do with our congressional delegation because, you know, our congressional delegation, with the exception of Lamborn, is all Democratic. But we could. She's right. We could target out a senator in another state and bombard them. For instance, a state nearest us, Nebraska or New Mexico. What is it, Jeff Bingham there in New Mexico? And bombard them over the stimulus package. 8:49. Well, actually, it's going to be 8:50. 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, Mr. Turk.
Jay, you know what that move is called? It's not the claw. It's called the rake.
Oh, is it the rake?
Isn't that the rake?
Yeah,
the
maybe.
Collar,
yeah, a rake to the eyes.
Jim, our firefighter friend up in Boulder.
Yeah, the claw is put into the
isn't
abdominal
the claw
area.
When you're kind of holding your wrist and your claw?
Yes.
And the rake is when you just grab somebody's face and...
Right.
Okay.
Thanks there's for that a, and there's also, I left this one out, too. There's the headbutt.
Well, yeah.
And
you know how the headbutt always is preceded by a big foot stomp?
Yep. Or
I love it. It's so phony.
Or if you're the late Bobo Brazil, whose real name was Houston Pearson's, if you're a Bobo Brazil, it's the cocoa butt. That's what it is.
The what?
The cocoa butt.
Sweet.
Is what he used to call it.
Who's that wrestler that brought the bird around with him?
Oh, that was Coco Beware.
Coco Beware. Yeah, thank you. That's why I was thinking of that. Coco Beware, wow.
Yeah, we need to bring all that. And you know what? We all know that wrestling is a scientific sport. Because our favorites are all scientific wrestlers.
I want to go see some of these Denver roller derby girls.
You know, something's funny you should bring that
we
up. I've had the same thought, too.
I saw them. I was at, you know, when I went to see the show on Friday, I was across the street having a drink with Stacy before we went in, and the roller derby girls, I don't know, I can't think of their names right now, but... They all came in and were handing out flyers and stickers and stuff and were saying hi to everybody. And they're all real nice.
Yeah, we should go to a roller derby,
yeah,
man.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah, I really would like to go.
I want to do play-by-play.
Eddie comes around, Eddie, and little Ralphie Valderas calls off the jam.
My grandma was so into roller derby, it was ridiculous.
I was in a roller derby.
Yes, loves it.
But Los Angeles, you know, Kings, the
yes,
Bay Area Bombers.
She lived in, you know, California, Southern California, so that was really big in SoCal.
Yeah.
Really big.
Northern California, too. I really love that, though. And little Ralphie Valderas calls off the jam. Okay, it's 8:52, 52 minutes after the hour. Turk calls off traffic.
We are starting to clear on the highways around town. Jay, the only residual traffic on the freeway systems is on 25. No surprise. Southbound from Park Avenue, to Spear Boulevard, and northbounders from the Washington Street Bridge up to Alameda. We do got a few surface street crashes, though. Northbound Santa Fe at I-25. One at Havana and Warren, and that's just east of Iliff. Also one at 49th and Peoria. Your forecast, sunny and a bit breezy with highs in the upper 60s. Right now, 45 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Next Care Urgent Care is excited to announce the opening of a new location in Broomfield at 4590 West 121st Avenue, which is open.
These days, your budget's really feeling the heat. But Family Fun doesn't have to cost much at all when you make it by the pitcherful with Kool-Aid. For the price of one bottle of soda, you can mix up five big pitchers of Kool-Aid. And for pennies a glass, keep the whole family refreshed and smiling. At that price, maybe the whole neighborhood. Kool-Aid instead of soda. As always, delivering more smiles per gallon.
Wintertime is the perfect time for your indoor projects. The Lumber Guy has the best deals on lumber, windows, doors, retaining wall blocks, pavers, and so much more. At the Lumber Guy, you'll find more savings than any other retail or surplus store. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington and turn right at 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823. That's 303-979-8823. Or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
I'm Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
RosettaStone.com.
Now our customers are seeing an annual return on investment of between 5 and 6%. How are your investments doing these days? Hi, this is Jeff Scott of SolSource. We've been doing solar for more than a decade. Solar heating, solar hot water, wind systems, and solar electric systems that will spin your meter backwards. That means you're saving money on your energy bills right away. The average system saves people up to $100 per month. At SolSource, we can show you how to be green and save green at the same time. Call SolSource today to find out how. 303-297-1874 or SolSourceInc.com.
A tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 Till 2. 10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 Till 2, the time is now.
American-made cars, American-made trucks, American-made vans, American-made SUVs. Rockies has got it all for you. And they've got solid lines of credit from non-predatory lenders and knowledgeable folks working out there like Spanky Herrera. And Uncle Fester, whose real name is George, and Johnny Mays, and Gerard Menard, and all the gang out of Rockies, will really do you a fantastic job. They've got great hours, too, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., so you've got plenty of time to shop. They've been around since 1982. I think it's one of their greatest assets is that they've been around since 1982. They are not fly-by-night. Rockies Autos, you want American-made? Rockies can take care of you. 63rd and Federal.
On the national front, National Collectors Mint is releasing to the public a limited quantity of the last surviving United States minted Morgan silver dollars. We'll give you the number for free information and a free DVD in a moment. But first, they've been called the most sought-after coins in American history, coins with a fiery past. More than 300 million Morgan silver dollars were melted down by the government during both world wars, and millions more were melted by silver profiteers in the 70s and 80s. Now, the National Collectors Mint is releasing to the public a limited quantity of original United States minted Morgan silver dollars, all in brilliant, uncirculated to fine condition. These Morgan silver dollars are hefty, rich with historical value, and packed with more than 3/4 of an ounce of gleaming silver, available now on a first-come, first-served basis. Free information and a free DVD are available to the public by calling 1-800-600-8119. Please dial carefully 1-800-600-8119. 1-800-600-8119.
Let's get down to some basic stuff here. 57 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today, 67. And do you think I get away with saying what was on my mind without getting into trouble? Think I get called into the operations director's office and told that this isn't necessary? And the why were you doing it? Okay, I'm going to do it anyway. I don't care. What can they do? Lay me off? Fire me? Okay, that Ed Schultz promo. Do you have that Ed Schultz promo? Do you have that real quick? Play that Ed Schultz promo. We got it? We're looking for it.
It's chic. It's hip.
No, that's
it's
the trend. iPhone promo.
Yeah, it's set on. Let me try and grab it, Jay. Hold on.
Okay, we got 2 minutes. Well, no, we don't have enough time. Okay, let me just summarize what it is. And I've done this before, too, and it's embarrassing. When Schultz is saying at the end, we're styling, we're profiling, all that kind of stuff, there's nothing worse than a white guy trying to talk black. Okay? There's nothing worse than a white guy trying to talk black. Come on, Ed. Knock it off. It's 8:58. We're going to open phones coming up on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, a rep from the Southern Poverty Law Center, they released a study on the racist roots of anti-immigrant movements.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Open your wallet. Now take out all your money. Find the nearest trash can and throw it all away. Sound crazy? Well, if you have a credit card and are barely making the minimum payment or not making payments at all, that's exactly what you're doing, throwing money away towards interest and late fees instead of paying off your credit card debt. If you want to get out of credit card debt, completely out of debt, you need to call Credit One Debt Solutions today for free information. 1-800-733-1744. Credit One Debt Solutions works directly with you and your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we'll roll everything into one easy monthly payment so you can get and stay debt-free. Think about it. No more credit card payments. No more creditors calling. Stop throwing money away and start eliminating your credit card debt. Call Credit One Debt Solutions today for free information. 1-800-733-1744. For your free information, call 1-800-733-1744. That's 1-800-733-1744.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. Calm in the cockpit.
You want to try to land 1-3-1-3?
We're unable. We may end up in the Hudson.
Sully Sullenberger at the controls of U.S. Airways Flight 1549 last month, moments before the safe landing in the Hudson River, heard on just-released voice tapes.
Thing 270.
This is Cactus 1539. It birds to phosphorus on both engines returning back towards LaGuardia.
Okay, you need to return to LaGuardia. Turn left heading of 220.
The talk is about a bird strike, and now officials say there were birds found in both engines. CBS's Katie Couric's exclusive interview with the crew airs on Sunday 60 Minutes. She also talked with passengers about what it was like.
I don't think it was all out screaming. There were a lot of people who were really quiet, looking out the windows, trying to get their bearings. People have described it as controlled chaos, and I think it was like that. I think the reactions really varied from passenger to passenger.
To Washington, where President Obama has talked about faith-based groups and government. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House.
President signing an executive order on that right now. The White House planning for the redefined Office on Faith-Based Initiatives to continue to give federal funds to religious groups while making sure that tax dollars are used for secular projects, not for seeking converts. At today's National Prayer Breakfast, the president set guidelines for the work.
Do so without blurring the line that our founders wisely drew between church and state.
Mr. Obama said the office won't favor one religious group over another or over secular organizations. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Democrats in the Senate say they still hope an economic stimulus bill will pass by tomorrow. It now totals $922 billion and includes a homeowner's tax credit.
If this can be put in place in time for the spring home buying season, we could be seeing home prices stabilize by mid-year, and that will give a lot of confidence back to the economy and to Wall Street.
Walter Maloney at the National Association of Realtors. Today, the government reported another sharp rise in the number of Americans seeking new jobless benefits. A new study says one in five families dealing with costly cancer treatments has faced an economic crisis, like a job loss that could affect treatment. CBS News health correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
I interviewed a patient who had thyroid cancer who recently lost her insurance because her husband was laid off, and now she can't get treatment because she can't afford to continue the insurance through COBRA. And she simply doesn't have enough money to treat her cancer, and yet she doesn't qualify for government programs.
Why reopen the 26-year-old unsolved Tylenol poisoning case?
We were receiving tips from the public and from people who were interested in this case, things which had not been brought to our attention before. The technology right now is incredible. The things we can do now were unheard of 25 years ago.
The FBI's Tom Simon. Investigators searched the home of a man who spent time in prison for extortion after the murders that killed seven. He insists he did not taint the painkiller with cyanide. Wall Street, the Dow is up 18 points. This is CBS News.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If you're tired of credit card debt with high rates and fees, if you're in over your head dealing with high monthly payments, there's powerful information that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with low monthly payments you can afford. It's yours free by calling 1-800-400-0907. You don't have to declare bankruptcy. Credit Answers represents the highest standards in the industry. We've already helped thousands of people like you save millions of dollars. Just give us 10 minutes and learn how we can help you live better, debt-free. Call for this valuable free information at 1-800-400-0907. That's 1-800-400-0907. 1-800-400-0907.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado's new senators finding themselves in the fray as Democrats and Republicans argue over the massive stimulus bill.
It's clear we've got to act because the only
source of capital right now, because consumers have pulled back, the private sector's pulled back, is going to be the government for the short term.
Colorado Senator Mark Udall this morning. Udall admits the price tag has climbed much higher than expected. It's now up to $925 billion. Republicans are pushing for cuts. A new study says America takes a huge economic hit from methamphetamine abuse. So what's Colorado's share of that? AM 760's Jerry Bell has the numbers.
Colorado's economy takes a $1.4 billion economic hit every year for meth use. That's the TAM for lost productivity, health care, social services, and criminal enforcement. And when it comes to crime, meth heads will do just about anything to get cash to buy their drugs.
Two-thirds of our identity theft is attributable to methamphetamine addicts.
Attorney General John Southers, Colorado ranks eighth in the nation in meth use. The Colorado Senate has given initial approval to a plan to raise vehicle registration fees. Owners of passenger cars and many SUVs would pay an extra $32 this year and $41 next year. Sharpshooters have begun the dreary task of culling about 100 cow elk in Rocky Mountain National Park. Some environmentalists want wolves reintroduced to the park to keep elk herds at a healthy number. Business shorts. Colorado's highest unemployment rate is in Pueblo at 7.4%, Grand Junction the lowest at 4.6%. United Airlines adding a nonstop flight between Reno and Denver for the rest of the ski season, Mondays and Fridays, and Irish pub Squealing Pig in Cherry Creek has closed. Sports, the Nuggets beat the Thunder last night, 114-113 in Oklahoma City, and the Avs host Dallas tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Other than some leftover slowdowns, northbound I-25 right around Broadway, we're looking at a pretty decent trip around the metro as things do wind down. Speeds are going to get back to normal fairly quickly. There will be some surface street crashes that could get in your way as they're trying to get those cleaned up, like northbound Santa Fe at I-20.
Touch me rolling tainted gov, and with Obama is no love.
Adopting a terrorist who needs changing? Instead of waterboarding him, brainwash him to love democracy, apple pie, Metallica, and Joan Rivers. Because with President Barack Obama, you're sure to get Mo for your vote.
Guantanamo! He's closing Guantanamo!
The United States will not torture
Barack Obama!
So now, I'm going to pick my butt.
Martha picks her butt.
There it is. Look how big that is. It looks real nice.
After cooking up some baked beans.
And then cut cheese.
And broccoli.
It is a big problem because it just goes like crazy. These are gigantic and they will make my house fragrant. I don't know where this one came from. So now you're going to peel off one. Just put one of these in a room and you're going to get heady. You can also do this on a windowsill in the sun.
Martha Stewart cooks with gas.
And here's one of my favorites. It's made with chipotle chilies. Be careful about breathing in the fumes because they're really strong. This is so much fun. You know when you make borscht, it's always like this.
More things that sound dirty in NFL playoff games, but aren't.
So big and athletic and strong. And this is the deepest they've been all game long. It adds up to this. 7. Gay grabbing hold of that one. Steelers will have a chance for a little business before the half.
Look at the pickup.
Oh, the big one. The biggest of all. Certainly have been on the receiving end.
Kurt Warner hooking up with Tim Hightower.
For me, it was just about, again, a bunch of guys coming together.
Jurgen's been pushing is legislation to close the loopholes where they were breaking up those projects so they would be small enough where they wouldn't have to apply, where the law wouldn't count. I think the big thing is all these corporations that have been offshoring themselves to the Cayman Islands over the past decade or so, all of a sudden, wait a minute, they're not American corporations anymore. They're not going to get part of this money, and they're freaking out.
Oh, hey, absolutely. I mean, absolutely, the Republicans are reacting to their constituency.
Right. So I don't think it's a trade war with other countries. I think it's, you know, those American companies that have all of a sudden said, well, we don't have to pay taxes anymore. And then all of a sudden, wait, we're not going to be on the plus side of tax dollars. Oh, no, we don't want that.
But see, what they're going to do is they're going to make us believe. They're going to make us believe that that's exactly what it is.
That's why they're throwing around that word trade war, that phrase. But, you know, when's the last time we had a trade war, really?
Well, I can't think of any time we ever have had one. Can you think of...
Well, we've had some tariff battles back and forth over, you know, automobiles, trying to get our automobiles into Asian countries and stuff like that. But I don't think it's been an out-and-out trade war. And, you know, the other thing about the stimulus package that really has me bugged is every time I hear a Republican saying, I want to give tax breaks to businesses because they create jobs, and I keep wanting to yell at the screen or the radio, I have never seen a business give somebody a job when they have nothing for them to do. It's demand that creates jobs.
Well, I agree, and you've got to go to a company that's involved, that would be involved in doing something for the infrastructure, and you've got to say to them, okay, we need X and X and X done, and then the company turns around and says, well, wait a minute, we can't accomplish this without hiring 500 additional people, and so then you get 500 additional people, and that's 500 people who are at work, and then they turn around and they bicycle that money into the community, and then the community starts getting money flowing into it.
Exactly. And every dollar spent locally keeps turning on Wall Street. You know, every time you buy from an American company, those profits stay in America.
That's right.
And then they pay their taxes with it, or they hire more employees with it, or they buy materials with it. But, you know, the money stays here.
See,
keeps working.
Where it'll get confused, here's where it'll get confused. It'll get confused because people will say, oh, you can't do that to private industry. Just like there are people who unbelievable. There's a person. I hope I get this right. Who's because I post these little articles on my Facebook page that I find in the morning. Who is objecting to the salary cap put on financial institutions? The CEOs, these financial institutions, which have accepted taxpayer money. I mean, how can you object to that? And say that that's wrong when it's our tax dollars.
You can't. I mean, I have a choice with my dollars. If I don't want to go to Walmart, which I don't, then I go to an establishment that I think will be better with my money. Well, you know, this is the money of all of us. We should be able to say where it goes.
That's right. Not only that, we should get the best deal, and we should keep the money inside the country.
That's right. I agree with you.
All right, Pat, maybe we can get the Dick Wadhams in a lights-out cage match, or how about a strap match? They used to have those. They used to have strap matches. Or how about this one? Let's do this one. Let's challenge Dick Wadhams to a loser-leaves-town match.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd watch that.
You know, like they used to do. So the loser would go to another territory and then come back after a while, either under a hood or with some other shtick, and that's how they'd run it. But they would claim that the loser leaves town, and they'd always get on the television to promote it and say, the blood is going to run in the streets of Denver tonight.
Yeah, I remember how they used to promote those. They don't get that anymore.
No, well, because you know what? Now it's like everything else. Now it's nationally done. Back in the old days, it was regionally done.
Right.
I mean, you had one promoter that controlled the region.
Plus, they got that Ultimate Fighting stuff now, which I have no interest in watching.
No, I don't like it either. You know, I used to watch professional wrestling for the theater, for the outrageousness. You know, like, that's why I loved Freddie Blassie. He was like one of my favorite all-time wrestlers, and he always had this quote of, I failed in my career. And then he would be asked, well, what do you mean by that? And he would say, I only caused 99 people to have a heart attack. I wanted to cause 100 people to have one. I mean, that was his deal, you know? Or he would get on television and say, you know, they would say to him in the interview, well, and you got to keep in mind, okay, this was the 50s and 60s. And,
right.
And he would get on television and they'd say, well, Fred, for Freddie, what do you think of the women in this town? And he would say, or they would say girls. Excuse me. And he would say, well, I don't think they're much as far as I'm concerned. They ought to be wearing potato sacks over their heads. And the public would just go like, okay. You know, they would just go crazy.
Right, right.
Because he would do that. And let me give you one more. I'm trying to fight my cold here. Let me give you one more. This was the best one of all time. This wrestler Mark Lewin gets on TV and he says, look at this radio. I was at the Children's Hospital today, and they were so touched by my visits that they gave me this radio. Isn't this radio nice? And then Blassie'd storm on the set, grab the radio, and smash it over Lewin's head.
Smash it? Yeah, oh, man.
And so the public would be like, oh, you know. And they also had the thing of like, well, wrestling's fake. Well, you think so? Then get in the ring with me and see if you can go a couple of rounds.
Yeah, yeah, God, amateur ones, yeah.
God, I love that. Didn't you love that?
I did. That the theater was great. You know, Roddy Piper and all those guys. I miss them.
Yeah, Blassie'd call everybody a pencil neck geek. He'd call everybody, listen, you pencil neck geeks, you. And he'd always say, I'm a scientific wrestler, and I'm the best wrestler that ever sat in this, walked in this squared circle. That stuff was great, man. See, now
yeah. We're
too sophisticated to get to for that stuff to get over, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's, you know, it's the same with every industry. Wrestling, music, it's all homogenized and nationalized.
Yeah, there's no regional stuff.
Right.
I want to go back to the days of regional stuff.
I'm with you, man.
All right, Pat, thanks.
Have a great morning.
Okay, see you later. Boy, I can't help it. I just can't shake this cold. Terry in Denver. Terry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Not very good. Hey, you talk and I'll get something to drink. Go ahead.
I was calling pretty much to just say what that caller before me just said, you know, that I really challenge all these people that are conservatives, all these people who think that this little Buy America thing is, or, you know, well, they don't want the stimulus package anyway, but the Buy America part is going to start a trade war. They have, I just have to reiterate, they have thrown this fear tactic out, stuck it against the, see if it'll stick against the wall, who'll buy it, and we all start talking, and on the BBC the other night, for instance, they had all these, business, higher up kind of people talking about how this was going, could possibly, you know, start a trade war. And that's on the BBC that I, you know, like to think does a, you know, better interviewing kind of job. I wish somebody'd have Byron Dorgan on explaining. I wish Diana DeGette would get up in front of the cameras in this town and just speak out. I don't hear enough publicly from these, from our Democrats. You know, and,
well, you know what, you know? we can try to get them on, and we will try to get them on, and we'll ask about it. And I don't know about anybody else, but I'm tired of being afraid of everything.
Me too. It's that whole fear. Be afraid. Be afraid. It's a trade war. It's a chemical war. It's a financial meltdown war. We have to do exactly what all the big shots tell us to do, and don't think about it, and don't figure it out, and don't use any critical thinking. And they just throw something against the wall and see if it'll stick, and so many times it does. And I just don't see, with the exception of Claire McCaskill in the Senate, standing up and publicly, you know, going after these people. I don't see Diana DeGette doing it. I get so disappointed in her sometimes. You know, I know she pushes
Let's find out where she stands on it. Oh, and the other thing I wanted to say, too, is when President Obama gets up and warns us about not passing the stimulus package and not doing anything, he's not fear-mongering. I mean, go look at the job statistics today. You know, we are sliding, and we need to get something done, but I'm tired of being scared of what other countries may or may not do to us. I mean, we need to lay it down to them that, hey, we have an economic crisis going on in this country, and we realize that, you know, trade is global and that it may make things rough for you, but you can't go to the American people and you can't say to the American people, well, we're going to take your tax dollars and we're going to funnel it for building materials from China. I mean, that's just how do they expect us as taxpayers to okay that idea?
Yeah, well, they just say it's going to start a trade war. They use some big outlandish idea. I was listening to the president of the United Steelworkers Union the other day on the radio,
right?
And he was saying that 58% of the stuff that we get from China, products we get from China, are our companies, our U.S. companies, 58%. You know, I guess my frustration is with, I don't hear enough, like I said, Claire McCaskill the other day last week just stood up and blasted the bankers. I would like to see Diana DeGette, Udall, the new guy Bennett, he might not speak up yet, but anybody, or Ed Perlmutter, just get up there, on camera, go to Face the Nation, and make our case.
We'll place calls to Congressman Perlmutter and Congressman DeGette, and as far as Senator Udall goes,
I know.
Yeah, okay, there's no place on this show for him.
Okay, but he is in there. Okay, thanks a lot, Jay. I love your show. I love what you do. I love that you let people talk, you know, and say what they need to, even if they're not always really clear, because I'm not always really clear. But
oh, I'm never clear. Are you kidding me?
You're clear. I'm telling you. We know where you stand.
Well, I love you, too.
Yeah,
thanks, Terry.
You. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, I'm never clear on anything. 303-713-7600, open phones underway. I got two lines open if you want to occupy those. If not, okay, tough, too bad. Here's John Turk, who's going to occupy traffic at 922. John.
Jay, traffic's looking really good for us around the city right now. No problems on the highway, just some heavy volumes, but still decent speeds in the 50s, 60s from 38th to Spear Boulevard if you're heading down on 25. Northbounders, same deal, some heavy volumes, but decent speeds there in the bridges up to around Alameda. We're just working one crash out there, Havana at Warren. That's near Iliff, so that intersection is going to take you a little bit of time to get through, but really it's been a pretty nice commute for us this morning. Your forecast, going to be a nice one, too. Mostly sunny and windy, but warm again.
TurboTax presents a message from Benjamin Franklin.
As a $100 bill, I'm in high demand. People are always trying to get me away from you. But here's one way you can hold on to me and do your taxes. Just go to TurboTax.com. At TurboTax.com, you can do your simple federal return for free with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. And I can stay right where you want me, in your pants. Pocket. Your pants pocket.
TurboTax. Choose easy. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com.
Now you can get a really good receptionist for about $1.50 an hour. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant, a professional receptionist trained by you to handle your phones your way. No, this is not an answering service. This is a smart, friendly person. A personal assistant for your phone calls. They know you and your business. And since customers and prospects are already on the phone with them, they can also do scheduling, registrations. Let them do the ordinary so you get more time on the important. Live answer for all of your calls and a seamless connect for the ones you want. The rest are handled professionally and personally your way. With an intelligent assistant, you'll capture more new business and keep the ones you've got. Intelligent assistants. full-time or a la carte. Fits any budget. Only from IntelligentOffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Hi, I need an oil change.
We don't do that, but we can rebuild your engine.
But I need an oil change.
Okay, we'll rotate your tires.
Getting what you need isn't always as easy as it should be. So it's nice to know that with Radio Shack's helpful advice and great selection of phones and plans, you'll get exactly what you're looking for.
Oh, you know, it would look killer, racing stripes.
Get the Samsung Instinct from Sprint for just $49.99 with qualifying new two-year agreement on everything plan with data at Radio Shack.
Good through 2/14/09. Excludes taxes. Subject to $36 activation, up to $200 early termination fees, credit approval, and deposit. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Our coins and currency, and they've been doing it for more than 30 years. And this includes gold, silver, platinum coins, bars, sterling silver flatware, jewelry, watches, and collectibles. And they've been doing it at the same location since 1976. So let their 30 years of experience help you get the most for your items. They're at 538 South Broadway. That's 538 South Broadway. They're open until 5 this afternoon, as they're open every Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. to 5. And then on Saturday from 9:30 to 3 in the afternoon. Rocky Mountain Coin. You want the most, you want the fairest, and you want to deal with people who know what they're doing? I personally, that's my thing. I want to deal with people who know what they're doing. Then you want to talk to Rocky Mountain Coin.
Homeowners, don't be fooled. There's a lot of companies talking about loan modification and how they're going to help you save your home. The reality is that most of these companies are unqualified to help you with the modification process. Hi, I'm Brian Kelly, owner of JBA Financial Group, and we've been helping homeowners with the loan modification process since the housing collapse. We know what the lenders want, and we can help you get your loan modified.
JBA Financial was able to reduce our interest rate from 7.75% to a 4.25% fixed rate, which saved us like over $700 a month, and thankfully, we were able to keep our home.
If you're behind on your payments, unable to refinance, or facing possible foreclosure, call the experts at JBA Financial now at 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221. Don't take these lenders on by yourself. Call 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221.
After 9 a.m. 760, Progressive Talk, Dissent, Discussion, and Disagreement. Sunny, high today, 67. J. Marvin, the program that does more than just talks. We try to listen. Let's go to Trent. It's open phones. Let's go to Trent in Thornton. Trent, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Jay. Hey, just a quick thing before I get started. I think it'd be just lovely if we could see Randy Man Savage jump up on stage and put McCain in a hammerlock. That would just make me so happy, I can tell you.
A drop kick.
There you go. That'd be great. Just throw him off the stage or something into the chairs. That'd be great. I'm just incensed by what the Republicans and McCain are doing right now. I don't trust a single word that comes out of their mouth because it's only for their own special interests, their own particular, agenda. And so, none of it makes any sense to me at all for the American people in general. And obviously they don't have the American people's, interests in mind. Apparently our current situation just isn't painful enough for these guys. I think they're a bunch of thugs. That's what I think.
Well, the reason it's not painful enough for them is they're well insulated.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's why. I mean, they've got health care. I mean, they've got a job. They're not going to get laid off. And even if they do get laid off, what they end up doing is they end up going into a job where they're a lot lobbyists. I mean, that's what Wayne Allard's going to end up doing.
I know, it just makes me so upset. The thing is, working people like myself, they know that if we don't do something soon, we're all going to be in such big trouble. And, a great example is they want us to not spend the money, force the spending of money on American goods and services. I don't understand that. To me, if you have to pay, let's say, double or even more for American goods and services with the American taxpayer dollars, then it's worth it. And the reason is that's putting someone in America back to work, which is the whole point of the stimulus package. I just don't understand how anybody can say that, spending the money overseas is a better way to go, or allowing the corporations, which is worse, to choose where they might spend it. That to me is just, I don't understand. They've done such a great job choosing where to spend their money, you know, over the last few decades. So, you know, I just don't see that as
well. Anytime you have the American Chamber of Commerce sending up a red flag, you got to know that moneyed interests and big corporations are involved, and it doesn't take a brain, you know, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out what they're trying to do here. So, on one hand, we have a very serious situation in this country, which we keep talking about day after day, and it keeps eroding because, like, for instance, the high unemployment figures that were released today, and these people are sitting around fighting over nothing. I mean, John Boehner gets into this whole thing about the birth control part of the stimulus package, and the Republicans are back up with the whole thing about, well, we have to cut taxes, and their tax cuts would be aimed towards the richest, not the middle and lower middle class. And it's like, okay, I mean, how much do the American people have to take before they wake up and realize that we tried this once before and that it didn't work? Now, giving a tax cut to middle class families, if you can give them a big enough one, that might work. That might be along the lines of they might go out and they might buy some stuff that's a necessity, which translates down to jobs. But if you give them like a teeny weeny little rebate thing like Bush did, people take that and they pay their bills with it.
That's exactly what I did with mine. You know, it went straight into the bank.
Yeah.
It's insane. I don't see how we cannot say that theory, the trickle down theory, has been completely and utterly debunked.
Well, if you read,
it does not work. It goes to the top echelon of these companies.
Well,
that's it.
I mean, go to the Denver Post today and go under the blogs under the opinion page and read David Harsanyi. I mean, read what he writes, and what he writes is absolutely ludicrous. I mean, but you know, because he's sitting there, he opens up his argument with, well, you know, despite the fear mongering of Nancy Pelosi. Oh, really, David? Did you have anything to say when the last administration was trying to drive the American public into a psychotic panic over Iraq? Don't think so, or at least I don't remember it happening.
No, never. I mean, when Bush was pitching that whole thing to me, the first thing I said to myself is, it's sort of like if you said something really horrible to me and I went over and slapped John Turk in the face. I just couldn't understand why we were going to war with Iraq when we were looking for Al-Qaeda. And the administration couldn't figure that out, then I figured they have no chance of figuring out how to mess with an economy.
Yeah, I mean, we're still over there. And can anybody call and tell us the reason that we went there in the first place?
No. Not to explain it to me adequately.
How much money have we blown on that little adventure?
They're saying it's approaching a trillion, and they want to. Anytime we want to spend money on ourselves, then oh my goodness, we're gonna upset the world.
Well, that's socialism.
I know it's socialism. I don't understand that. Why should we not be self-interested? I mean, the Republicans certainly are self-interested, and as Democrats, I think we better start being self-interested, or we are going to get blown out of the water. We just can't afford to put up with more of this, you know, dogma that they've been feeding for all these years.
Yeah, I appreciate Barack Obama's desire to be bipartisan, but I think you're absolutely correct. Now we've given them a chance to do that, and now they're fooling around, and the whole point is that either they come in line, or you know, we start battling them.
Well, I think it can start there. I mean, a lot of your other callers have said the same thing. I'd like to see President Obama say, listen, I extended the hand of friendship. I gave you good opportunities, and you've turned your head away. So here's what I'm going to do. These are the people that are holding up the stimulus bill. I want everybody calling them and saying, why is my stimulus bill not passed? Why are you destroying the American, American industry, really? Over your petty concerns about your rich, how much the rich pocket. I think he needs to come out publicly and say that.
Yeah, see, I agree too.
I
agree too. I mean, let's hold people responsible.
Yeah,
down in the Springs, let's hold Doug Lamborn responsible.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's go down to the Springs and ask those folks down there. Well, you know, are you happy with the state of the economy?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you like things? I mean, what's Lamborn's plan to fix this? I don't think he has one.
Yeah, I mean, I happen to be on the north end of town, and, you know, I'm a project manager with a construction company. So we all know how secure my job is right at the moment.
Yeah, well, you know what? Listen, I think the whole country suffers from this mass paranoia, that this insecurity that they're going to get, that they're going to get fired. And I'm amazed.
Yeah.
I'm just amazed, I have to tell you, that the country hasn't flipped out as a whole.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I think we're basically right on the edge of that, because everybody's out. If there's people out there like me, and I know there is, you know, they're doing the same thing I'm doing, and that is I'm sitting on every penny I can and spending the least amount of money possible, because I know that, you know, the chances are that are pretty good that if I lose my job here in the next few days or the next few weeks or the next few months, then I'm going to be in a world of hurt. I'm going to be looking for a way to feed my family.
Yep, I think there's a lot of people who feel that way. Trent, thank you, man. Great call.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much.
We'll talk to you.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, with everybody being insecure about their jobs, I'm surprised that the whole country hasn't flipped out. Because is there anybody out there who isn't scared that they're going to lose their job? I guess there's probably a few people out there who would call up and say, well, I'm not scared. But the majority of us are paranoid. I mean, we start thinking about it. And how are we going to get by? Particularly if you can't find some other way to make a living. Right, John?
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple people out there that I know of that are saying they're crazy busy right now. The business has never been better, but 90% of the people I talk to are suffering. So there's a few out there, but most of them...
But they don't make up the majority.
No, not even a small smidgen.
Plus, you know something else, too?
What's that?
When you start getting to be about 40 or 45 years of age, and you've been in the workplace for a while, and you start getting towards 50, between, I'd say, 40 and 50 years of age,
mm-hmm.
It starts getting a little rough to go out there and start over again and retrain for something else. Some people can do it, but a lot of people can't do it at all. And even if you're 30 years old and you went to school and you studied for a certain profession, and now you can't find a job in that profession because you've been let go, say working with computers or whatever it is, being an IT person or whatever the case may be, there are not a lot of places to go out there and apply for jobs, so you're stuck.
Did we even have a job fair this year?
Yeah, I think they did have one.
Did they have one? I didn't even hear about it.
No, I didn't hear about it either. I think we ought to have a job fair right here in our parking lot.
Well, we've had an electronic job fair.
Yeah, well, we should have another one.
Yeah.
9:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and John Turk with traffic.
Jay, police in Aurora still trying to get a handle on this accident at Havana. It's just east of Islip at Warren. This is going to be a pretty busy intersection for you there as you're making your way around Aurora. The trip around Denver, though, really improved. Southbound 25, our only spot with residual traffic. Volumes are heavy there, but speeds are good from Park Avenue past Spear. No problems reported on the turnpike. No accidents out there on the major highway systems around Denver or Boulder right now. And the weather looks just as good as our freeway system. Forecast, sunny and a bit breezy with highs in the upper 60s. Right now, 53 degrees, rather, in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At CB and Potts, kids eat for $1 in February. All selections up to $5.99 from the 12 and under menu are just $1 with the purchase of...
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center in Denver offers after-school programs and tutoring to help support working families. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center has one of the only state-licensed after-school programs in Colorado with pickup service from select schools. The program serves students in grades K through 8 with tutoring, computer labs, gym time, phonics intervention, and a hot meal Monday through Friday between 3 and 6 p.m. for just $25 per week per child. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center is located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center touches the lives of children every day, but without your help, these services don't exist. If you'd like more information or to make a donation, call 303-295-2107. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
Anytime you do anything online, shopping, banking, emailing, you're vulnerable to the nightmare of identity theft.
I do all my shopping online. It's so easy. It turns out it's also easy for identity thieves. They got all my credit card numbers. And now I keep thinking, is it going to happen again?
Don't become a victim. Protect yourself with Identity Guard from the company that already protects over 8 million people worldwide. Identity Guard Total Protection with ID Vault lets you make your passwords, screen names, and credit card numbers virtually impossible to steal when you're online. This is serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Get total protection. Call 877-626-69. Sign up now and get Identity Guard Total Protection with ID Vault free for 30 days. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 877-626-69 today. That's 877-626-69 or visit identityguard.com.
Mamuda, I'm in a jud. Mamuda, I'm in a jud. Mamuda, I'm in a jud. Mama made do 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 boo do dad. Mama do 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 muddy jod. Mamu do do deeny me jod. Mama jod do. Mamu manamada jod. Mamu manamada jod. Mamu manamada jod. Mama no moody jibber jod.
Even be a factor. So call now. That toll-free number again is 1-800-400-1389. That's 1-800-400-1389. 1-800-400-1389.
Balancing on brilliance. Crashing on stupidity. 9:41, 41 minutes after the hour. Oh, I like this. Yeah, this is a Velvet Underground tune. That's Jane's Addiction doing a Velvet Underground song. I don't even think we have any Velvet Underground in there, do we? No. Isn't that disgusting? Yeah, Lou Reed sings this for the Velvet Underground. I love the Velvet Underground. All right, 9:42, 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, sunny high today, 67, J. Marvin. And it's open phones at 303-713-7600. Let's go back to the phones. Here's Bruce and Bailey. Bruce, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, you said something a little while ago that I think is so important now that this new administration is in. And that is you made the comment, I want names. I want names of people who are being irresponsible. I want them to live up. And it doesn't matter whether it's Republican or Democrat, but if they are going to vote against the stimulus bill, let's put that name up there. If they're going to demand a salary with a bonus when their company is doing poorly and had to get a bailout, let's get their name and where they live. I think until the public starts holding these people responsible, instead of just saying, you know, the senator from so-and-so or the president of such-and-such bank. We need names, and we need to let people in that area know that their particular person is not doing what we need to do for this country.
Oh, I agree 100%. So usually what ends up happening is usually when they hold a vote, they just give you numbers. And most people don't take the time, for instance, to go to the Washington Post site, which is one of many, that shows you how people vote. I think those names need to go up. I'll tell you something else, too. Not only do the CEOs of these banks, these financial institutions that get federal money, not only did their salaries need to be disclosed, but we should disclose the money that CEOs of all these big corporations get so that the American public can see what a travesty and what a festival of greed is going on out there.
Well, yeah, and I just, you know, I get evaluated each year at my job in terms of pluses and minuses, and that determines whether I get a raise or not. These people are getting rewarded with bonuses and things when their companies have done horribly, and now they're having to come for bailouts.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's it. Well, I mean, look.
And I don't mind if they want to pay them a big salary, but don't come to me for a loan. Just go somewhere else for that loan.
Well, I think I agree, but I also think it's time that America sees for themselves how much some of these people are making. And the fact is that because they're turning around and they're laying off all these people, yet what sacrifices are they making? Now, the guy who runs Ford said he would work for $1 a year, and you got to applaud that. But how many of these people are making huge amounts of money in bonuses and everything else while they're turning around and they're popping 2,000 people at a shake?
Absolutely.
I mean, if they took less, maybe they could, you know, if they had to suffer along with everybody else, maybe they could save some jobs.
Well, but that's a part of why the trickle-down doesn't work. The workers who have increased their productivity have not been rewarded at a commensurate rate. It's been the executives and the stockholders that have taken the money, you know.
Well, when are people going to wake up and realize corporate America doesn't give a damn about them?
Oh, well, no question there. The other thing on the transparency issue, Jay, is do you remember on the first bailout, we got word later that there was some pork projects? In terms of one of it was money to some company for making wooden arrows. Do you recall that?
You know, yeah, I do remember it.
And it's like, wait a minute, I want to know who the senator or congressman was that insisted on that piece of pork, you know, because it shows how much he cares about his country. You know, I'll trade my vote as long as you, you know, support this company in my district that makes wooden arrows.
Well, that's the same thing as John McCain, who is this big anti-pork guy and is railing about this Buy American business, and then he got caught finagling a grant out of the federal government for some lobster research or something. And I'd love to see that investigated to find out what prompted that. Hey, Bruce, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay. Have a good day.
You too. Here's Ken in Denver. Ken, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Ken Vitel from the South Metro Denver Chamber of Commerce Renewable Energy Task Force.
Oh, hey, how are you doing?
Very good. I want to talk to you this morning about what can be a big part of the solution to the crisis, and that is a piece of federal legislation we're proposing called the Renewable Energy 401k Tax Credit. And it'll be an incentive for companies that add a renewable energy fund to their 401k plan.
Yeah, I don't find anything wrong with that.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. There's 50 million Americans with 401k plans, and the goal of this legislation is to give each and every one of them easy access to investing in renewable energy at a click of their company 401k website. And the benefits are this is going to generate $60 to $100 billion in new renewable energy investment and create 500,000 new jobs over 3 years.
Well, I think it's a wonderful thing, and I hope that, you know, I hope that not only the state legislature, but I also hope that the feds take this idea seriously, because I think it's a winner.
Yeah, it's really interesting. The 2008 data for renewable energy showed that new wind farms produced 42% of all new U.S. electricity last year. And if we put this renewable 401k tax credit into place, by 2012, all new American electricity is going to be generated by renewable energy. That's a great thing.
Yep, it sure is. Hey, man, thanks for the information. And by the way, if people want to get involved in this, how do they get in touch?
We have our website up. It is www.retaskforce.biz, B-I-Z.
Okay, just to be safe, give it one more time.
Sure. That's www.retaskforce.biz. And if people Google Renewable Energy 401k Tax Credit, it's all over the news. We just put out a big news release yesterday.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for calling in and thinking enough of us to call in and put the information out.
Yeah, a real pleasure, Jay. 500,000 new clean tech jobs. That's hope in action right there.
Yep, we'll take it.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, pal. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Okay, Turk, here's one that'll make you sick. You ready for this?
Uh-huh.
This comes from my research man, Greg. IBM offers to move laid-off workers to India. Did you see this? The climate is warm. There's no shortage of exotic food. And the cost of living is rock bottom. That's IBM's pitch to laid-off American workers it's offering to place in India.
Could you imagine that?
The catch, wages in the country are pennies on the dollar compared to U.S. salaries. Under a program called Project Match, IBM will help workers laid off from domestic sites obtain travel and visa assistance for countries in which Big Blue has openings. Mostly that's developing markets like India, China, and Brazil. Now, what the hell? You know, okay, right there. See, names ought to be named. IBM is being unpatriotic. Don't you think?
Yeah. I'm sorry we're going to have to lay you off, but we do have an alternative for you.
Yeah. Go to India and work for nothing.
Oh, man.
Right?
Yeah.
So, let's see. You got a house, and you got four kids, and your house is it's probably going to foreclose, and you're going to try to sell it in this housing market, in which, you know, that's gone south. But look, drop all your stuff and move to India.
Yeah, like your boss comes to you. John, I got good news and bad news. What do you want first? Well, give me the good news first. You're moving to India.
Yeah.
Bad news. You're losing your job.
I mean, never mind the fact that your kids know nothing about, and you know nothing about India, right? You're going there for the exotic food and the fact that you can live cheaply. So let's take all the brain power that's in the United States and put it some other place.
Yeah.
Jay.
That's patriotic.
Yeah, it sure is. All right, what's traffic look like?
Jay, traffic looks really good. No problems out there if you're making your way around the tech center on 25. Actually pretty clear all the way up into downtown on both sides of the highway. 225 also at top speed in between 70 and 25 as you're traveling across Aurora. Speeds in the 50s and 60s there. And the accident has been cleared there in the surface streets at Havana near Iliff. You do want to check some construction work going on out there today in Littleton at University at Arapahoe. And in Golden, Highway 58 is shut down at Washington Avenue for bridge work, traffic being detoured around using the on and off ramps. Your forecast, mostly sunny, windy, but warm again with highs near 70. Currently downtown, 56 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Next Care Urgent Care is excited to announce the opening of a new location in Broomfield at 4590 West 121st Avenue, which is...
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at aaahomeimprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Learn about solar power and saving money on energy costs with Independent Power Systems' free seminar about creating a solar community. IPS, the Coors Field Solar Experts' free seminar is Wednesday, February 11th at 7 p.m. in the Highlands Ranch Rec Center at Westridge. Learn how solar electric works, how to take control of your energy costs, and save up to 60% on solar energy with Independent Power Systems' free seminar. Independent Power Systems will help demystify rebate information, installation details, and what you can do to live sustainably. Join IPS Wednesday, February 11th at 7 p.m. at Highlands Ranch Rec Center at Westridge and learn how you can save money and the environment. Go to solarips.com/Westridge for details about this free seminar. That's solarips.com/Westridge. Brought to you by Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
In a world where brilliant tech professionals are forced to deal with mindless coworkers,
should this be plugged in?
Incompetent bosses.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to come in on Saturday.
And job sites that don't know tech from dreck.
I said I'm a Java developer. That's got nothing to do with coffee.
There's only one hope for salvation. Dice.com. Dice is the number one technology job board. For over 17 years, Dice has focused exclusively on tech jobs, meaning you won't waste time sifting through the garbage you'll find on other job sites. Go to Dice.com to find thousands of jobs all across the country. Software engineers, DBAs, project managers, systems administrators, web developers, and more. Visit Dice.com today. Dice.com.
Cancer. Visit www.onerepublic.net for tour dates and information.
Hi, this is Jim McCann of 1-800-Flowers.com. This Valentine's week, give us something to talk about.
1-800-Flowers.com helps your money go a long way. With a dozen roses for $24.99. 12 of the most beautiful long-stem red roses from 1-800-Flowers.com for just $24.99. Your sweetheart will think they cost way more. But hey, it'll be our little secret. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com and click the radio icon for details.
1-800-Flowers.com. Pick the best. We always do.
Steely Dan in non-stereo at 9:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny, hi today, 67. Jay Marvin with you. And it's open phones, and let's go to Mike in Castle Rock. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was going to take the other side of the coin about the stimulus package. I kind of read it a little bit on I had a young man put me on Google and found it. And there seems to be a lot of unstimulus in it. Acorn, for example,
Acorn is not in it. If you go look at it very closely, Acorn does not get any money. That's a myth. Go to factcheck.org.
Excellent. How about global warming? $400 million.
What about global warming?
Well, I don't know how that's going to stimulate jobs. Plus, I really don't.
Because if you look at global warming and you connect it to green energy jobs. Then what you're doing is you're doing similar to what this country did in the 50s and 60s, is that you're moving forward with technology, and they're going to take people to make of all levels of intelligence to make that technology run, work, and manufacture. So what you're doing right there is you're creating jobs, and these are jobs that are jobs that won't go anywhere. They'll stay here, and it's looking into the future, not looking into the past. The days of us going back to the old idea that everybody's going to get a job in a plant or some kind is gone.
I agree with you there, Jay. Also, but I don't believe in global warming. In fact, we've cooled since 1998.
All right.
I'm trying to be quick because I know I'm running out of time.
Okay, well, if you don't believe... I accept that you don't believe in global warming, but how about the idea of creating jobs?
Well, most of this doesn't take place till 2011, 2012.
You got to do it sometime.
Well, they keep saying, we got to get this done, we got to pass this. The Democrats, since they control both houses of Congress, don't need the Republicans, and we seem to be going off on a tangent on that. When they could just vote it through,
they don't control both houses. They don't have the requisite amount of senators to stop a filibuster in the Senate. And if I had more time, and I don't,
yeah, I wish I could talk to you more, Jay.
Well, call back tomorrow. Call back tomorrow.
Okay,
I'll be
gotta
here.
Go?
I gotta go. But any time after 9, man, you're always welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Jay, for taking my call, and I'll try to call you tomorrow.
It's a privilege to talk to you.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
All right, that's the end of it. We're gonna roll up the tent and blow out of here. Take it easy.
Hi, I need an oil change.
We don't do that, but we can rebuild your engine.
But I need an oil change.
Okay, well, rotate your tires.
Getting what you need isn't always as easy as it should be. So it's nice to know that with Radio Shack's helpful advice and great selection of phones and plans, you'll get exactly what you're looking for.
Oh, you know what would look killer? Racing stripes.
Get the Samsung Instinct from Sprint for just $49.99 with qualifying new two-year agreement on everything plan with data at Radio Shack.
Good through 2/14/09. Excludes taxes. Subject to $36 activation, up to $200 early termination fees, credit approval, and deposit. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Right now, our customers are seeing an annual return on investment of between 5 and 6%. How are your investments doing these days? Hi, this is Jeff Scott of SolSource. We've been doing solar for more than a decade. Solar heating, solar hot water, wind systems, and solar electric systems that will spin your meter backwards. That means you're saving money on your energy bills right away. The average system saves people up to $100 per month. At SolSource, we can show you how to be green and save green at the same time. Call SolSource today to find out how. 303-297-1874 or SolSourceInc.com.